Get ready for Washington Hatches football on Memories 107.9 WAMW FM Washington and worldwide live from WAMWAMFM.com. This special sports broadcast sponsored in part by Edward Jones Investment Advisor Alan Bubalo, Purdue Farms, The Prescription Shop in Washington and the Odin Pharmacy, Freddie Energy, the Donaldson Insurance Agency, Chuckles Convenience Stores, Thompson Insurance, McDonald's of Washington, the Washington Chrysler Center, A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Davies Community Hospital, The End Zone, Myers LP Gas, McAllister Machinery, the Gill Funeral Home, the Kingpin Bowling Center, the Ed Lee Mortuary, Goodwin Funeral Home, Sterling & Company, Remax Real Estate Broker Anna Lou Chapman, Heller's Unlimited, and Boyd Grain in Washington. Now, let's go live to the field.
Good evening, Hatchet football fans. John Gear alongside Eric Wilson as we are back in the friendly confines of Hatchet Hollow tonight as the Washington Hatchets take on Big 8 conference rival, the Vincennes Lincoln Alices. And, Eric, there's a lot to talk about as we get ready to start this game, but the biggest thing is all of the injuries to the Lincoln players.
Yeah, the last couple weeks have not been good to them. They got off to a hot 3-0 start to start the season, and really the last 2 weeks against Jasper and North Knox, they've really been plagued with injuries. Players such as Graham Toole, Grant Oxman, who is their quarterback, Gabe Quintanilla, Joe Bauer, Alec McGuire, Benny Williams and Jack Cunningham are all sidelined with injuries tonight. So it's all about plug and play, and that's what unfortunately Vincennes has to do tonight. Head coach John Hayden really hasn't probably ever had to deal with this kind of situation before, where he's had this many injuries in a short span. So it'll be interesting how Vincennes comes out tonight and plays.
Yeah, definitely. Vincennes, as you said, got off to a huge start and, just kind of struggled the last couple of weeks. And, I guess the big loss out of that is Grant Oxman, who was one of the leading passers in all of Southern Indiana and was having a tremendous season. But then obviously had a concussion last week, so obviously he's out right now. So, you don't ever want to see that. No matter who you're playing or who it is, you don't want to see kids getting hurt. But definitely Washington's going to look to take advantage of the fact that they're missing some very, very key players tonight.
Well, and North Knox took huge advantage of it last week. First time North Knox has beaten Vincennes Lincoln in 31 years. So obviously Washington's got to come in feeling confident, knowing that Vincennes is down. And, we haven't beaten Lincoln in 5 years, going back to 2011. And, we have yet to win a conference game here at home. I'm sure, obviously the field's a little bit soggy tonight, but we still got a good attendance. And for those that are listening, it's great that you got us on the radio for what should be a pretty intriguing ball game, as it is every year when Washington and Vincennes meet up.
Yeah, it's definitely a rivalry game, and Washington Hatchet fans circle two games on the schedule every year. That's Vincennes and Jasper, and obviously a win tonight would be a huge momentum boost for this program all the way down through the ranks, through the YMCA League, as we saw they were recognized tonight here before the game. And so definitely, this is going to be a huge, huge test for Washington, and an even bigger win if they can pull it off.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, Jake Durnell's already built the foundation with this season, already, beating North Davies, something that we haven't done in 4 years, beating Mount Vernon, getting our first conference win in 5 years. But to beat Vincennes Lincoln at Hatchet Hollow, I think that would really send the program through the roof. And I think Jake Durnell realizes it, and I think these kids know it too, because these kids are not just about right now. They're about the future, too. They want the program to succeed just as much as Coach Durnell does. So I know the kids are going to play hard tonight.
Absolutely. And while we get ready for the national anthem here, I had a chance earlier this evening to catch up with Hatchet head coach Jake Durnell, and let's take a listen to what he had to say about tonight's game.
Vincennes tonight, what do you expect to see from them as we get started here shortly?
Well, Vincennes is dealing with a lot of injuries this year, and you hate that for the kids and for the program, but you just have to next man up mentality, and I'm I'm sure Coach Hayden has that instilled in those Vincennes kids. So, you know, if Oxman is out, their quarterback, we look for them to run the ball quite a bit more. They're a spread team that likes to throw the ball. They've got good receivers, and Oxman's a good quarterback. But if he's out, we do look for them to continue to spread the field in their spread and trips look, but definitely try to run the ball a little bit more out of that. Defensively, you know, when we have our running formations, I feel like they're going to set up a 4-4, which they show on film. When we go to our spread look, they'll probably drop to a 4-3, which they've also shown on film. So we're ready to get going tonight, and it's going to be an exciting game, and hopefully we wind up on the right side of the scoreboard.
Absolutely. It's always a tough game against Vincennes, big rivalry. At least they're coming here tonight. That's always a plus. I know we don't want to talk too much about last week, but you know, as we talked on the post game show last week, the first half of play, there were a lot of things, a lot of positives to take from your game last week on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, watching film of that game, our first half, if we just would have converted some of those turnovers into some points, I think it would have been a different second half for us. The second half really showed our lack of depth across the front line, especially. Our big guys started to get a little tired there in the second half, and Mount Carmel is a great program, and they run the ball tremendously well. So once they started churning in that second half, we really couldn't slow down their rushing attack, and it just kind of snowballed on us. But we took some positives away from that first half, talked about what we did well and what we need to do better, especially offensively. Mount Carmel is a very, very quick team. Moody said they were the fastest team he's seen in his 4 years. So, but there were some things that we did leave out on the field that we know we need to correct, and there were some things we did pretty well. So we just learn from it like we do when we watch film, and we move on to the next game.
Absolutely, and the defense played really well in large part, especially in the first half. The offense is kind of been a little haven't been able to finish drives and things like that. And I'm sure, obviously, you have addressed that this week in practice.
Yeah, when we have the opportunity, we have to convert. We get inside the red zone. We feel like we should score every time. But even if we don't punch it in for a touchdown, we have Austin's a very capable kicker from really just about anywhere inside the 40. We feel pretty confident. And he missed that one at Mount Carmel, but we're not afraid to kick it anywhere. Basically inside the 40, we'll give it a try because he has a rocket for a leg along with all the other attributes that he has. So, you know, offensively, we think we can move the ball this week in a majority or a bunch of different ways. But we will try to move the ball on the ground because, I as my philosophy goes, I think we win with defense and running the ball. So that's what we're going to look to do tonight.
Excellent. Well, Coach, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us, and we will see you after the game, hopefully after a hatchet victory. We will return with the finish up the pregame show right after this quick timeout. You're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories, 107.9 FM, WAMW.
One day they're playing grown up. The next day they are one. And as time goes by, the cost of college continues to rise. You know that college is important, but that expense may seem out of reach. We can help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Alan Bubalo. Let's work together on strategies to help you tackle growing college expenses. Stop by our office at 310 Southeast 21st Street, Washington for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Purdue Farms in Washington is one of the nation's leading poultry companies. The Purdue brand is the number one brand of premium chicken in the eastern United States and ranked as the third largest poultry company, providing food and agricultural products and services to customers in more than 50 countries. Here at home, Purdue is proud to support community events and local athletic teams and a proud corporate member of our community. Purdue Farms in Washington. Visit them online at Purdue.com or call 257-3000.
The voice of the Hatchets.
John Gere and Eric Wilson back here at Hatchet Hollow as we are continuing the Alan Bubalo, your Edward Jones investment advisor, and the Purdue Farms in Washington pregame show. And Eric, as all the dust is kind of settling and we're creeping up towards kickoff here, obviously, listen to Coach Durnell, you know, they had a really good week of practice, very enthusiastic, almost but he was almost concerned too much that they were going to maybe take this game a little lightly just because of all the injuries and things. So probably the best week of practice they've had all season, but they've got to come out and actually perform on the field tonight in a very, very winnable game for them.
There's one thing in showing up in practice, and then there's another thing when showing up for a game. These kids are excited. I'm looking at them right now. They're excited. They've got the Y kids out here going through the line. That's awesome to see. So, you know, obviously, I think, you know, like I said, they know they want to win tonight. I know they do. It's important for them, and it's important for, like I said, Hatchet football. So tonight's a big game. I mean, you can put you can put 10 exclamation points on it. I think that's just how huge of a football game this is going to be. So it should be an interesting game. And like I said, although Vincennes has had many injuries, Vincennes is Vincennes. They're going to compete. They're going to, you know, they're going to tough it out. So Hatchets have to be on their A game tonight in order to pick up a victory.
Yeah, they're definitely not going to lay down for us by any stretch. A couple of housekeeping things here while we were away. Vincennes has won the toss and has deferred to the second half. So Washington will start this game off on offense. And when we get started, the Hatchets will be moving left to right on the radio dial. A couple things I want to talk about here as we talked about. The YMCA kids were honored on the field before the game, and there are a couple awards that the YMCA gives away. There's the P.J. Williams Sportsmanship Award and the Brock Williams Enthusiasm Award. And let me go ahead and give you the winners of those two awards. For the fourth and fifth grade, the Sportsmanship Award was given to Rylan Memory, and the Enthusiasm Award was given to Colton Stowers. For the 5th and 6th graders, the P.J. Williams Sportsmanship Award went to Tyreek Glenn, and the Brock Williams Enthusiasm Award went to Derek Kaluth. So we want to congratulate those four young men on the sportsmanship and enthusiasm, that they show out on the field and during practice. And in those kind of things are going to help all these kids as they move up to continue to get better and one day be out here as a varsity Hatchet player.
I think that'd be a dream for a lot of these kids to come out here and play on under the Friday night lights, playing against teams like Vincennes, Lincoln, and Jasper, or really just playing for your high school in general. I think that'd be quite the experience. So I know these young kids, when they see these high school players, when they get to hang out with them during the weekdays, I know it excites them a lot. So looking up to them, I know a lot of those kids, that's where they want to be in the future.
And as we wrap up our pregame show, we want to again thank our sponsors, Alan Bubalo, your Edward Jones Investment Advisor, and Purdue Farms in Washington. Thank you both for sponsoring the pregame show here as we are just about set and ready to go here as Vincennes will be kicking off to Washington. And one note to make here before Vincennes gets on offense, Spencer Corona, 5'9", 160-pound sophomore, number 3, will be taking over the quarterback duty. So obviously he's got some big shoes to fill tonight. And then not only that, is Spencer was one of the top receivers on this Alice's team, so somebody's going to have to step up in his place. So it'll be interesting to see how all that pans out for them as we are set, lined up, and ready to go for some Hatchet football here. Number 4, Easton Brower, will kick off for Vincennes. And here we go. Ball is going to be fielded by Jaden Penley at the 10-yard line. Penley runs up the sideline. Nice return. He's going to bring the ball out to near the Hatchet 30-yard line as the Washington Hatchet offense is set to take the field. And there's a lot of things that I think we're going to see from Coach Durnell tonight as far as the play calling goes. And, you know, so far we don't have any rain, so I think that's going to allow to open up the passing game, as well as obviously we're going to see a steady dose of Austin Moody tonight.
Yeah, you hope so. And obviously with these wet field conditions, we may not see a whole lot of passing tonight, but don't be surprised. Obviously Jake Durnell wants to do everything he can to win this football game, and you got to try and mix it up other than just Austin Moody.
I formation, pitch out to Moody to the near side, got a block. cuts it to the outside. Moody still on his feet, runs out of bounds at about the Hatchet 41-yard line, which is going to be good enough for a Washington first down.
Yeah, you know, it's a smart move by Austin Moody. Normally, he takes that thing and tries to cut back to the inside and tries to pick up a couple more yards, but he smartly just runs out of bounds, gets a gain of 13, so picks up the first down. So great job by Austin Moody on his first carry of the evening.
Talking to Austin earlier this week, he's as healthy and feels as good as he has all season, so that should be some good news for the Hatchet fans. So Mejias under center, I formation, hand off to Moody up the middle. Moody breaks a tackle, squeezes his way through for a gain of about 3 on the play. So that's going to bring up a 2nd and 7 for Washington. Nice run there by Austin Moody, and, you know, every play that we can get with positive yardage, obviously, you know, last week we saw too many plays of negative yards, and, you know, definitely don't want to see that here tonight. Mejias going to be back under center, I formation with Gunnar Williams and Austin Moody in the backfield. Wes Edwards in motion, pitch out to Moody. Moody is going to be stopped, probably going to lose a yard on the play, so just as I say, talk about the positive yardage, that comes back to bite me. So we're going to be looking at about a 3rd and 8 here for Washington as they are on their own 44-yard line.
Yeah, that was a good job by Vince Sims. They were able to bring some about a, you know, they kept their linebackers in coverage, and then when they saw Austin Moody take the football, they were able to wrap him up for a loss of 1 yard. So great job by Vince Sims on that defensive play.
3rd and 8. Mejias in the shotgun, takes a snap, rolls out the pass, throws it just out of the outstretched arm of Austin Moody, and that is going to bring up a 4th down here for Washington.
Yeah, that was good defense. That was, again, on number 7, Daniel Miller, who made the last play on Austin Moody. He was able to definitely, he kept with him in coverage, and Jose threw it right where he wanted to, not to a Vincent's defender, but just a little bit out of the outstretched arms of Austin Moody. It's going to force the Hatchets to a punt.
Moody stands at his own 30 as he boots it away. Nice high kick by Austin Moody. Fair catch is called for. And Vincennes will take over on their own 18-yard line. Fair catch by Caden Cotter. So it'll be interesting to see how Vincennes, how their offense is going to function without obviously their star quarterback, but also a lot of other key players that are missing tonight's game.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how this offense comes out. Obviously, Spencer Corona, you said he was a wide receiver, kind of like the Julian Edelman. You know, we see with the Patriots, he ran a little bit of quarterback in their last game against the Bills. So kind of the same situation here for Vincennes.
Corona in the shotgun. Got a man in motion. Corona is going to keep it, and he is going to be met by a couple Hatchet defenders. Austin Moody and Marcus Thorne there on the tackle. No gain on the play for Vincennes. Maybe a yard. They're going to give him a yard on the play. So look, Vincennes is looking at a 2nd and 9 here as we are just under 10 minutes to go here in the first quarter.
And see, that's the thing I'm interested in, John. Can the young sophomore quarterback throw the football? And obviously, if he can't throw the football, that really creates a lot of problems because that forces Vincennes to really run it on every down and really forces them to go with more read option type plays and go away from their usual offense.
Absolutely. Corona takes a snap. He's going to hand it off to, I think that's number 14, Simon York. Yep, Simon York, who is just a freshman, going to be a gain of about 4 on the play, so we're looking at a 3rd and 5 here for Vincennes. And to your point, Eric, if they're not able to throw, Washington's just going to load up the box and try to make it as hard as possible.
And number 14 is actually number 33 on the list. That's Julius Malone for Vincennes.
Corona is going to keep it. Option to Malone. Malone is knocked down for a loss on the play by number 10, Jaden Penley. So Jaden Penley, who's been great on defense all year, comes up here for a big stop as it's going to force Vincennes into a 4th and 5 here at their own 25-yard line.
You know, we saw the same thing against Mount Carmel last week where the Hatchets couldn't move the ball in their first possession, but they were able to get a stop defensively on their first possession. So kind of the same ordeal here. And again, Vincennes not having Grant Oxman, kind of going with more read option plays, forcing them to be one-dimensional. And Hatchets couldn't have asked for a better defensive start.
Corona back to punt, and we got a flag on the play.
I think it's going to be on Washington. And Vincennes, again, that would, you know, they were really trying to catch the Hatchet defensive line, go off sides. One of the Hatchet players jumped, and now that's going to give Vincennes a freebie first down. You cannot have that.
In this game, regardless of the injuries, Washington cannot shoot themselves in the foot like that. They did a great job on getting the stop to set up a punt situation.
But now you're
offsides
giving,
penalty, and now Vincennes has a free set of downs.
Yeah, absolutely. You cannot have that.
Trip formation to the near side for Vincennes. Corona takes a snap, rolls out, looking to pass, throws it out in the flats. Is going to be knocked down by Marcus Thorne after a gain of about 6 on the play. Pass completed to Cotter. And, you know, that's, Washington has got to limit the penalties this week, especially. For the most part, the defense has done a good job throughout the year, but there's been a few games where they've kind of got a little sloppy. Some of those games they were able to kind of overcome that, but tonight, too many penalties is not going to be a good thing for Washington. Corona still in the shotgun, takes a snap, pitches it out to Malone. Malone cuts back inside, is knocked down by Jaden Penley, and it's going to be just enough, it looks like, for Vincennes' first down.
You know, he was able to cut his legs underneath him, but he was able to fly for about a couple yards. And, again, that field is slick, so. But he did. Official gave him a good spot, and Vincennes picks up their second first down of this drive.
Vincennes on this fresh set of downs. It's going to be at their own 41-yard line. Corona still in the shotgun. Spread formation for Vincennes. Takes a snap. Hands it off to Malone. Malone bobbles the handoff and is just absolutely met with a whole slew of Hatchets led by number 34, Isaac Whitehead, Gunner Williams, and
Dylan Fields.
So nice job by the Hatchets. And we've seen this from their defense all year, where they've had little spots of adversity, but they've been able to overcome it very nicely, and they're going to have to do that here again tonight.
Yeah, they really have to. And, you know, so far so good for the defensive line. They've made a couple stops, and Julius Malone seems to be the main ball carrier. And for the most part, the Hatchets have done a good job shutting him down.
Vincennes, Corona's going to roll to his right, look to throw, overthrows his receiver, so that is going to bring up a third down for Vincennes.
You know, I bet John Hayden, the head coach of Vincennes, was a little bit nervous because when Spencer Corona let that football out of his hands, Gunner Williams was jumping for it and almost got his fingertips on for a possible deflection. As a sophomore quarterback making his very first start, you got to be careful where you throw the football.
Third and 10 for Vincennes. Ball on their own 41-yard line. Trips formation to the near side. Corona still in the shotgun. Takes a snap. He's going to keep it. Quarterback draw up the middle. Breaks a few tackles. Finally brought down by Austin. No, still on his feet. Finally brought down by Austin Moody, but after a gain of about 12 on the play, and that's going to be another first down for Vincennes.
Yeah, and that was a good job. I mean, you know, the thing about having a quarterback that played wide receiver, he's got the instincts of where everything is out on the football field, and he was able to juke a couple Hatchet defenders and even got away from Austin Moody for just a split second and just enough to pick up the first down.
Vincennes in Washington territory as they're on the Hatchet 47-yard line. Corona in the shotgun, spread formation, roll to his right. He's looking, throws it. Incomplete, almost intercepted. Nice job by Moody to be there. Ball kind of popped up in the air. Penley made a diving attempt at an interception. But a good defensive stop there by the Washington Hatchets to bring up a 2nd and 10 for Vincennes as we're at 6:22 left to go in the first quarter.
You know, that's the thing that I've noticed. When Corona has thrown the football, he's either rolling to his right or rolling to his left. He's never, so far, when he's throwing the football, he's not stayed in the pocket. So that's the thing that the Hatchet corner defenders have to be ready for, is when he bootlegs out of that pocket.
Ben Sins trips to the near side, Cronin the shotgun, man in motion, going to hand off for a sweep. And it's going to be stopped for just a short gain. Nice job by the Hatchet defenders on that play. Didn't really let Cotter get a chance to hit the corner and was tackled by Isaac Whitehead and Austin Moody. So that's going to bring up a 3rd and 8 for Vincennes. So it's obviously imperative here that Washington get a stop here and force them into a punting situation again, because they don't want to be playing this game from behind. I know that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you have to be careful here. Any kind of positive yardage, and Vincennes might just elect to go for it. So we'll see what Vincennes draws up here on 3rd and long.
Corona rolls to his right, looking to pass. He's going to keep it, and he is going to be knocked down by Jose Mejias. Nice job by Jose to come in and take his legs out from under him. Going to lose a yard on the play. It's going to bring up fourth and 8 for Vincennes. So nice job by Jose to come in there and knock his legs out from under him.
Well, the funny thing is, Jose's in that linebacker spot. He's about 10 yards down the field from where Corona was about ready to take off, and he just shoots out of the barrel and is able to bring him down. And if Jose doesn't make that leg tackle, Corona might have himself a first down. So great job by Jose, but possibly.
So Corona's back to punt.
Be ready for a fake.
Kicks it away. Austin Moody is going to let it roll into the end zone for a touchback. Definitely could have had could have called a false start on Vincennes, because the receiver looked to leave just a tad early. No call. I guess, no harm, no foul, essentially. So Washington's going to take over after the touchback on their own 20-yard line. So let's see if Washington can get a drive going here on the second possession, with 4:51 left to go in the first quarter. And just like we talked about, when Corona rolls out, he is a threat to run and pass. So the Hatchets kind of have to play it honest here. So see how they handle that moving forward. As Mejias under center, I formation, option. Mejias, the ball slips out of his hands. He tried to pitch it out on the option to Austin Moody. Austin Moody was able to recover it. So disaster averted right there for the Hatchets, as they're going to lose about 4 yards on the play. So it's going to be 2nd and 14 on that botched option play. So let's see what Washington comes up here on the 2nd and long. I think Jose Mejias just needs to kind of settle in, just relax a little bit, and just play his game and not try to do too much with the football. Hatchets up to the line. Going to come out in a spread formation. Mejias in the shotgun, flanked by Penley. Mejias takes a snap, hands off to Penley. Penley's going to come across the near side, and he's going to gain about 5 yards on the play. So it's going to bring up a 3rd and 9 here for Washington from their own 21-yard line. Austin Fox brings the play in from the sideline. 3:40 and counting here in the first quarter. Hatchet's back up to the line. Going to be in a spread formation with Mejia still in the shotgun. Moody in motion. Going to hand it off to Penley, and Penley is absolutely stuffed behind the line of scrimmage, which is going to bring up another punting situation for Washington.
Yeah, that was number 41, Eli Malone, a 5'10", 180-pound sophomore that made the play, and he was right there. I mean, right when Jade Penley had the football in his hand, that he got crushed. Great job by Vincennes defensively. Really looked like they knew where that ball was going the whole time.
High snap, Moody fields it, puts the boots to it, absolutely crushes the ball.
That's a good punt.
Absolutely. That's going to go out of bounds at the Vincennes 36-yard line. And we've talked about it all season, but we can't, emphasize this enough. But Austin Moody is able to do such a great job punting the football that he's able to swap field position on a regular basis. So he kicked that ball from their own 10-yard line And now Vincennes is going to take over from their own 36-yard line. So great job by Austin Moody, and let's see if the Hatchet defense can get another stop here. Spread formation for Vincennes. Corona's still in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Hands it to Malone. Malone is absolutely crushed behind the line of scrimmage. Gunner Williams there on the tackle. Nice job there by Gunner. And Jaden Penley again to stop Malone for a 2-yard loss on the play. So that's going to bring up a 2nd and 12. So good start so far on this defensive stand for Washington.
And like I said, it makes things a lot more easier when you know Vincent is going to be a little bit more heavy on the run than they were. You know, if Grant Oxman was playing this game, you'd probably be expecting them to throw it just about every 2 downs or so. So definitely the injuries have plagued Vincent, but they've still been very competitive so far.
Trips to the near side. Corona back to pass. Pressure. Completes the pass and is going to be stopped for a short gain of about 6 yards on the play. So that's going to bring up a 3rd and about 6 for Vincennes. So nice job on the pass completion by Vincennes, but Washington was right on it and didn't allow the receiver to gain any extra yards after the carry, or yak, as they like to call it. 1:44 left to go in this first quarter. 3rd and 6 for Vincennes from their own 40-yard line. Got trips to the far side. Corona still in the shotgun. Malone in the backfield with him. Takes a snap. He looks to pass. Looking. Throws it over the middle. Complete to number 87, Levi Moore. And that's going to be just enough for a Lincoln first down.
You know, credit John Hayden for really, you know, keeping the playbook simple for his first-time starting quarterback. Really, everything I've seen has been bootleg slants that Vincent's been running anytime they go to a pass. That was a really solid throw from Corona there that goes for 8 yards.
New set of downs for Vincent's. Trips to the near side. Corona in the shotgun. Takes a high snap. Going to run an option. Pitches it out to Malone. Malone, tripped up, is going to dive forward for a gain of about 4 on the play. So that's going to bring up a 2nd and 6 for Vincennes. We have 52 seconds and counting to go in the first quarter as we're looking at a 2nd and 7 for Vincennes as the first quarter is winding down here. Corona goes over to play. Vincennes comes to the line. Vincennes is going to be in a trips to the far side. Corona still in the shotgun. Got a man in motion to the near side. Corona rolls out. He's going to throw it. Long downfield, just incomplete. Marcus Thorne was step for step for him, and Cotter couldn't come down with it. It's going to bring up a 3rd down, 3rd and 7 for Vincennes. And that incomplete pass will stop the clock with 21.6 seconds left to go in this first quarter.
Yeah, but Marcus Thorne's got to be – he's very lucky that Cotter was able to not haul that in. Cotter caught 5 touchdown passes just a short couple weeks ago. He's very capable receiver, 6'5". I mean, that size just gives him that ability to jump over defenders. Good job by Marcus Thorne to stick with it and not let Cotter make that play.
Trips to the near side for Vincennes. Corona back to pass. Looking. Flushed out of the pocket. Nice job by
Great
the Washington
job.
Hatchet defenders to not let him gain any positive yardage to bring up a 4th down, as that will do it for the first quarter. When we come back for the 2nd quarter, Vincennes will be, it'll be 4th and 7 for Vincennes as we take a quick 60-second timeout. You're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories, 107.9 FM, WAMW.
At the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop in Washington, the pharmacists know you and your family. Personal friendly service is not lost. Any questions, just ask the pharmacist directly. Don't wait for an operator, then 4 options to press 1 and talk to a robot. Personal, down-home, one-on-one service you can still count on from your local Good Neighbor Pharmacy, the Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington, and the Odin Pharmacy in downtown Odin.
And the Washington Chrysler Award goes to The 2017 Chrysler Pacifica. Best highway fuel economy in its class with 28 highway MPG. Quietest vehicle in its class. The most technologically advanced vehicle in its class. Starting at $27,975, you could improve the value of your neighborhood by having this award-winning vehicle in your driveway. The 2017 Chrysler Pacifica. It's not your mom's minivan at the Washington Chrysler Center.
The voice of the Hatchets.
John Gear alongside Eric Wilson back here at Hatchet Hollow as we get ready to start the second quarter of action. The young YMCA cheerleaders are out doing a cheer for the folks. As we get started in the second quarter, Washington will be headed left to right on the radio dial, and Vincennes is staring down at 4th and 7 here.
Well, see, here's the funny thing. We got the little cheerleaders out. They're doing a cheer, and both teams are lined up, and the officials are just kind of waiting for them to get off the field and ready to go. So all the little cheerleaders got to hurry up and get off the field because Vincennes is getting ready to snap on this fourth down.
4th and 7 for Vincennes at the Washington 49-yard line. This is a spot where you'd expect a punt, but you got to be always on the lookout for a fake at this point, obviously. So Corona's going to step back as he appears to punt the ball. High snap over his head. Chased down by Isaac Whitehead. Huge break for the Washington Hatchets as the Hatchets will take over at the 25-yard line. So huge, huge miscue by the Vincennes. Lincoln Alices is going to set the Hatchets up in great field position as they get started on the second quarter.
Yeah, coming out of the break, especially it being a little longer, I'm wondering if that didn't throw off some of the Vincennes snap count. And just a bad, bad snap. That ball goes over the head by over Spencer Corona's head. But, as a sophomore, you can't stress this enough. When you're getting chased by defenders and the ball is loose on the ground, just get on the ground and cover it.
Mejias under center. I formation behind him. Hand off to Moody. Moody looking for room. He's still on his feet. Cuts it out to the outside. Breaks a tackle. He's off to the races. Knocked out of bounds. But that should be good enough for a Hatchet first down. Nice job by Austin Moody to take his time, read his blockers. And when he gets to the edge, he's got another gear or two that he gets into, and he just actually blew past the first Lincoln defender and was finally knocked out of bounds, but that gain was good enough for a first down as Washington will be on the Vincennes 18-yard line here with 11:51 to go in the second quarter. Mejias under center. Hands off to Gunner Williams. Gunner Williams plows his way forward for a gain of about 3 on the play. Nice job by Gunner. Definitely, Gunner coming off his best game of the season offensively so far. And, he had a lot of success running the ball up the middle against Mount Carmel. And if we can get that going tonight, that's going to open up plays on the edge and let Moody and Penley and some of these other guys have some room to run out there.
We do have a score. Indiana Deaf School leading North Davies 7-0 halfway through the first quarter.
Mejias under center. Back to pass. Throws it up in the end zone to Thorne. Thorne just incomplete. He had it in his grasp but couldn't come down with it. Going to bring up a third down for Washington.
I love that play call, though. You definitely don't want to keep it on the ground every time. You want to keep Vincennes guessing. Great job by Marcus Thorne to find just a smidge of grass in that corner end zone. He just wasn't able to haul it in. That was a good, solid throw from Jose.
3rd and 6 for Washington. Mejias under center. Takes a snap. Hands off to Moody. Moody's going to the outside. Cuts it back inside.
We got a flag
on the play.
And Jose knows it. Looks like this is going to be offensive holding on the Washington Hatchets, and this one's going to be coming back.
Looks like it's going to be a holding on Wes Edwards, who is a receiver on the far side. And tough break for Washington right there, but still in great field position because not only they can still convert this third down, but they're definitely in Austin Moody field goal range here as well.
Well, they really are. The only thing you'd have to be concerned with is with the field conditions and how slick that ball could be. You really don't trust a high school kicker in these situations. But Austin Moody is that one exception, I would say. Ball at the 16 now. Even if Austin can kick it from this range, you've got to make him feel a little bit more comfortable and still try and get a first down here if you're Washington.
And I even think with the importance of this game, you couldn't fault Coach Durnell if we pick up quite a few yards here that to go for it on fourth down. So it's going to be a 3rd and 13 for Washington as they come to the line. Trips to the near side. Mahias in the shotgun. Mahias takes a snap, looking to pass. He rolls out. He's got pressure. Looking, looking. Throws it to the end zone. Throws it just short of Wes Edwards. Wes Edwards was wide open, and Mahias just one-hopped it in there to him. So that's going to bring up a fourth down here for Washington, 4th and 13. So missed opportunity for Washington there to get a touchdown, but we'll see what Coach Durnell decides to do here on fourth down.
I think you got to try and kick a field goal here. I know 33-yarder is with these soggy conditions, but you think about it, Vincent hasn't really moved the ball a whole lot on this Hatchet defense so far, and even if Austin misses this, Vincent has 80 yards to get down the field, so I like this play call.
Moody, set to kick. Kick is up.
It's good.
And it is good. With 10:55 left to go in the second quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, the Hatchets 3, Lincoln nothing so far. So although that wasn't the result that Coach Durnell or any of the Hatchet players wanted, they still came through and put points on the board, and that's the bottom line. You know, as many drives as possible, you got to get some points on the board, win, lose, or draw, whether it's six or whether it's three. At this point, the most important thing is that we've scored first, and now Vincennes has to come from behind.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, even, you know, with that happening, you know, if you're Washington, obviously, you got points on the board. You're up 3-0, and, you know, obviously Vincennes has been able to move the football, but they haven't moved it well enough. It'll be interesting how the Owlses move forward and really how the Hatchets move forward. Now that they know they've got a lead, we'll see moving forward what both these two teams can do. Still early in the game, so plenty of time left for both these two teams.
Moody is going to got a new football here to kick, so he's making his way out to get set to kick the football here. As, again, Washington's going left to right on the radio dial as we are at 10:55 to go in the second quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Washington leads 3-0. And now we're going to switch footballs again, I guess, as we get ready for the Boyd Grain and Washington kickoff. Yeah, this is going to be a huge possession for Vincennes, and even bigger for the Hatchet defense to see if they can come up with another stop and get Washington's offense back on the field to extend this lead. Moody puts the boots to it. Nice kick. Going to be fielded by Corona at the 10. Still on his feet, looking to run on the far side. He's got some blockers. Brought down at their own 38-yard line. So a nice return there by Corona, about 28-yard return, as that will bring Vincent's offense back on the field with a 1st and 10. And if you're just tuning in, Washington has a 3-0 lead. They just scored on an Austin Moody field goal, as the Hatchet defense overall has done a pretty good job keeping this Lincoln offense from really moving the ball much.
But Vincent's has a very good field position, so obviously Vincent's knows that they really could use some points on this drive.
Corona throws it out in the flats, and he is going to be, it was a low throw caught by number 21, Colton McCrary. The only problem with that is that he had a knee on the ground when he caught the football, so that actually is going to be a loss of 4 yards on the play. So that completed pass for -4 yards is going to bring up a 2nd and 14 for Vincennes. And, you know, as time goes on, and hopefully as the Hatchets build on this lead, Vincennes is going to feel like they have to throw the ball more, which is going to put Corona, a little more pressure on him. So we'll see how he handles that and how our defense can take advantage of that as we move forward here. So Vincennes comes out in a spread formation. Corona takes a high snap. He's going to throw it. He's got a little bit of pressure. Incomplete, just over the head of Caden Cotter. It's going to bring up 3rd and 14, and, you know, I hate to keep going back to this, but Cotter was wide open, and you would think that Oxman would complete that pass. So this is just kind of where the newness of Corona playing quarterback this year is coming into play, and probably starting to feel a little nerves and probably a little pressure going on right now. As now he's got to come from behind, and he just isn't used to playing that position.
Well, and that you have to take that into account. I mean, you know, he was kind of feeling pressure off the edge from Austin Fox. Great job by Austin getting there. And, you know, the pass was a little high. But, you know, Corona's 4 of 8 in this game. It's not like he's played a real terrible game. He's actually been solid at times at quarterback.
Vincennes is going to take a timeout, and we're going to take one right along with him. You're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories, 107.9 FM, WAMW.
Neighbor, can I borrow your lawnmower? Good afternoon, neighbor. Can I borrow a cup of sugar? Hey, neighbor, it's me again. Can I borrow your running shoes?
You can't choose your neighbor, but at least you can choose two of your favorites from the McDonald's McPick 2 menu.
Pick any two for $2.50 on McDonald's McPick 2 menu, like a McDouble burger, McChicken sandwich, three-piece mozzarella sticks, or a sausage McGriddle sandwich. See store for details.
Let me get a McPick 2. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For a limited time, prices and participation may vary.
Whatever happened to personal service? Contrary to popular belief, it does still exist. Personal service is still how Thompson Insurance does business. We promise to work hard to get you the best insurance value for your dollar. Call us today at 812-254-1987 and let one of our knowledgeable agents help you with your insurance needs. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
Back here live at Hatchet Hollow, Vincennes out of the timeout is going to be facing a 3rd and 14 from their own 36-yard line. Vincennes has trips to the far side. Corona still in the shotgun with Malone back there with him. Corona takes a snap. He's going to roll out to his right. Fox there with pressure.
Oh,
nice job by Austin Fox to grab him and bring him down. Nice, great job by Austin Fox not to be fooled on the play. Track Corona down for a loss of about 5 on the play, which is going to bring up a 4th and 19 for Vincennes.
And that's the first sack of the game for the Hatchets, too. Credit Dylan Fields, that was also rushing to the quarterback to bring him down, really help Austin Fox. And now Vincennes with a very 4th and long, backed up at their own 33-yard line. Definitely have to think they'll punt it here, with the score only being 3-0.
And Corona steps back to get ready to take the snap, to punt the football. Oh, high snap again. Corona barely gets it off. Short kick. Going to take a Vincennes bounce, though. Austin Moody wisely gets away from it. And Washington will start this second possession of the second quarter at their own 30-yard line. So, not to be Captain Obvious here, but Washington really needs to march this ball down the field and put more points on the board here.
Yeah, absolutely, but you don't want to put too much pressure on this team. I mean, you obviously want to continue to take as big of a lead as you possibly get the opportunity. But I think if you're Washington, you've done a great job really controlling this game on both sides of the football. Obviously, you look at that last possession, you wish we would have had a touchdown, but still, we've got a lead, and now it'd be interesting to see how Jose kind of leads this football team out on this drive.
Mejias under center, fakes it to Moody, gives it to Gunner. Gunner's going to get back to the line of scrimmage to bring up a 2nd and 10 for Washington. So, as Isaac Whitehead checks into the game for Austin Fox on offense, 9:30 and counting left to go here in the second quarter. If you're just tuning in, Washington has an early 3-0 lead over Vincennes here in the second quarter, facing a 2nd and 11. Mejias under center, Thorne in motion, pitch out to Moody. Moody's got some room, cuts it out to the outside. Nice pickup by Austin Moody there on a 2nd and long as he is going to gain back some yardage and put the Hatchets in a 3rd and 4. So very very nice pickup by Moody to bring up a 3rd and a very manageable 4 yards here as they have the ball on their own 36-yard line.
Yeah, 6 carries for 30 yards right now for Austin Moody. And outside of 2 negative plays, he'd have 6 carries for 35 yards. So he's really being effective on the ground, and he's being able to switch both sides of the field with the way he carries the football.
Hand off to Moody up the middle. Moody reverses field, dances through the line, going to pick up about 2 yards on the play. So going to bring up maybe just a yard. So it's going to bring up a 4th and 3 here for Washington. So not necessarily the result that they were looking for. However, with Austin Moody back there to punt, can definitely pin Vincennes back deep in their own territory
you
here.
You definitely have to watch Cotter as he'll be trying to receive this one.
Oh. It's a fake! Mejias takes a direct snap, and he's going to have the hatchet first down.
Well, that fooled me.
Great play call by head coach Jake Durnell, as I think everybody in the stadium was probably expecting him to punt. Mejias takes a direct snap, gets a first down, and the hatchets are...
Caden Cotter was standing way back at his own 20-yard line. They were expecting a punt, and how about that? Great play call from head coach Jake Durnell, and that gives the hatchets some momentum moving forward, keeping the football and keeping that clock rolling as this first half continues to dwindle down.
A nice job by Jose to read his blockers and make sure that he got enough yardage for the first down. So Mejias going to be back under center. I formation. Thorne in motion. Mejias hands it off to Thorne. Thorne slips as he tries to break around the corner and is going to be brought down for a loss of two on the play. So going to be a second and 12 coming up here for Washington at their own 41-yard line. So Thorne got the ball on a jet sweep as he was in motion, took the handoff, and just when he went to make the cut to get around the corner, just kind of lost his footing and allowed the Vincennes defenders to bring him down.
Well, the field's not in the greatest field position. We did have a little bit of rain this afternoon. So
as long as we don't have any lightning.
Absolutely not.
Mejias takes a snap, hands off to Moody. Moody cuts it back inside. He's still on his feet, still going. Good enough for the hatchet first down as Austin Moody just kept on going, plowed through a couple Vincennes defenders, and the hatchets have a fresh set of downs here, Eric.
Yeah, and I'm loving the way this team's moving the football right now. Being a little conservative, but that's all right. You know, with the field conditions and the way they are, like we said before, it's not a bad thing to run the football every time as long as you're being effective. And Austin Moody's been effective tonight with now 8 carries for 46 yards.
Mejias under center. Thorne in motion. Mejias takes a snap. Pitch out to Moody to the far side. He's got blockers. He's getting to the outside. He's still on his feet. Going to be brought out of bounds after a gain of about 6 on the play. So nice job by Moody again. And, you know, Coach Jake Durnell has the opportunity and the advantage that he can play conservative, because when you have a back like Austin Moody, you can be conservative and still pick up chunks of yards at a time.
Well, and see, what the hatchets are doing is they're really getting these Vincennes defenders to pull with this halfback pitch. You know, Austin Moody, as quick as he is, once he gets to the outside, it's really forcing all the defenders, even the defensive line, to really shift position. So it's making it hard on them.
Mejias fakes the handoff to Moody. Mejias is going to keep it. Tries to get away from the Lincoln defenders, cuts it back outside. He's still on his feet. He's still going. And he is going to have, if they ever bring him down, 7 guys to bring him down, and Jose Mejias is going to have a hatchet first down. That is just an absolute run of determination, and Jose was not going to be brought down on that play before he got a first down.
Well, I'm glad to know that we've got a quarterback that really wants to win this football game. Jose would just took that football, looked like he was going to have to get back to the line of scrimmage just to get anything. And then all of a sudden, he just starts picking up 1, 2, 3, 4. Then he starts bringing 5, 6 guys with him. Next thing you know, he's got a first down at the 30-yard line, and the Hatchets have their 5th first down of the evening, 3rd on this drive.
Mejias under center at the Vincennes 30-yard line. Takes a snap, hands off to Moody. Moody is going to gain, depends on the spot here, maybe a yard on the play.
Looks like about back to the line of scrimmage, maybe half a yard on that play.
Going to be a 2nd and 10 for Washington here. So,
but this is exactly what you need. You're taking time off the clock, and you're being effective with the run. You're doing it multiple different ways, halfback pitch, halfback direction. You've got the quarterback, Jose Mejias, who just ran a 10-yard option play. So Jake is doing a great job just kind of switching everything up on the run game, keeping this Vincennes defense really off-balanced.
5:10 and counting here to go in the second quarter, as it looks like Coach Durnell is going to let the play clock run down and call a timeout here. And that's exactly what's going to happen with 5:02 left to go in the second quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Washington 3, Vincennes 0. We're going to take a quick 60-second timeout as you're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories, 107.9 FM, WAMW.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, Hi, this is Shelly Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard from me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
John Gear alongside Eric Wilson back here at Hatchet Hollow as we have 5:02 left to go here in the second quarter. Washington on this drive has picked up numerous first downs, are faced with a second and 10 currently from the Vincennes 29-yard line. And the offense got off to a pretty slow and kind of rocky start, but they've really picked up the pace here and have driven the ball down the field in large part to a fake punt on fourth down in their own territory to keep this drive alive, and just been some absolutely great play and great runs by Jose Mejias, Gunnar Williams, and Austin Moody so far. So Mejias comes up to the line, send Wes Edwards in motion, pitch out to Moody. Moody cuts through the blockers, still on his feet. He's going to have another hatchet first down. Great job by Austin Moody. And for those of you who are listening at home, I can't say enough about the way Austin Moody runs the ball. He gets to the outside. He takes his time, is patient, reads his blockers, then makes his cut, and that allowed him to get that hatchet first down.
You know, we've talked about how good the running backs are here in the Big 8 Conference. I think you got to put Austin at least the top five, you know, with Camden Cartwright and Joe Bickler and all them.
Don't forget Trevor Kinnard.
Yeah, Trevor Kinnard as well. Just a solid runner and so patient, just like you said.
Pitch out to Moody. He's got room, makes a cut, going to pick up a modest gain of about 2-3 yards on the play. So, and you know, the whole thing is, I don't care what anybody says, I wouldn't trade Austin Moody for anybody.
Oh, I wouldn't either. I mean, he, you know, not just the way he runs the football, but his character. You just love it because the kid comes to practice every day ready to go no matter what the challenge is, and he's ready tonight. You know, he's already got over 60 yards rushing on 12 carries. He's ready for whatever workload he's going to get, and he's just doing the best to help carry the team.
Moody takes a pitch, looking to pass. He's going to keep it, still on his feet, makes a couple, three defenders. He cuts back across the field. I don't know. I'll be honest. I don't know how he gained positive yardage on that play.
I really don't either. He was stepping back, took a couple steps back as if he was going to throw the football, let it out, didn't see Marcus Thorne or Wes Edwards open in the field, decides to cut inside, and he was able to make a really nice couple plays. He got 6 yards out of that. So again, he's doing whatever he can to pick up positive yards, and he's doing it in a matter of, I mean, so far many ways, just incredible.
Third and 2 for Washington on the Vincennes 7-yard line. Mejias takes a snap, hands it off to Gunner. Gunner still on his feet, still going. They can't bring him down, but that's going to be enough for a Washington first down.
Great job by Gunner, but you got to be careful when you keep trying to churn those legs like that. You got Vincennes defenders popping in left and right. They're going to try and knock that football out. Gunner's had that happen to him twice this year. Good job by Gunner to be able to hold on to it and still pick up a solid gain of 5 yards, and now it's first and goal for Washington.
First and goal for Washington from the 3-yard line as we are at 3:05 and counting here in the first half. Mejias under center, I formation. Mejias takes a snap, fakes the handoff to Moody. He's going to run it. He dives and is just shy of the end zone.
He's right on the goal line, and that was a crazy play. We've seen that happen from many dual threat quarterbacks where they'll just take it on the goal where the ball's at the 1 or 2 or 3 yard line. They'll just bootleg out to the right or left side of the field, and he didn't hurdle a defender, but the defender helped him with his hurdle, got right on the goal line, and the ball is right square a couple inches away from the goal line.
Second and goal on about the 1/2-yard line here. Mejias under center, Quarterback sneak.
I think he got it.
Touchdown, Hatchets.
Yep, there we go.
The one thing I got to say right now is Jose Mejias and Austin Moody have ran with so much determination tonight so far. It's just great to see these guys. They're leaving it all out on the field. On that last play before the touchdown, Mejias gets close to the goal line and dives. I mean, they're doing everything they can to get in the end zone because they really want this win tonight.
They really do. And, you know, the determination these kids have is unbelievable. They're out here, and now it looks like Vincent's just going to call a timeout. Maybe settle things down.
We're going to take a quick timeout right along with them. You're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories, 107.9 FM, WAMW.
In 1930, Frank and Valeria Donaldson opened a small insurance agency in Washington. After years of service, they passed their business on to their daughter and the next generation, Barb and Joe Klingensmith. Now today, the third generation, Martha and John Newton, continue the same down-home service to their customers. The Donaldson Insurance Agency salutes Washington's bicentennial and is proud to serve Washington and Davies County for the past 76 years. Donaldson Insurance. Call 254-4668.
When I was a kid, I loved cars. To me, having a great car was just part of the American dream. Having my own dealership was also something I dreamed of. After years of hard work and help from a lot of family and friends, now every single day I get to see people get their part of the American dream. That's what Ford means to me. Come to Buildops and Ford. We're fair, we're hometown, and a handshake still seals a deal with us. Come visit Buildops and Ford and see the American dream going strong.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Back here live at Hatchet Hollow as Austin Moody gets ready to attempt the extra point after the Jose Mejias touchdown run. Everybody's set. Kick is up, and it is good. With 2:13 left to go in the first half on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Washington 10, Vincennes nothing. Great job by Washington. And I just said this, but I just can't describe this well enough to the folks listening at home, just the way, the determination that Austin Moody especially and Jose Mejias is just running the ball, because they, you know, they're going to leave it all out on the field and make sure that they come away with a W tonight. And so far, so good for the Hatchets.
Absolutely. And again, you know, any time you play your rival, we saw this against North Davies, any time you play a rival, the level, just the level of the way you play intensifies. And I think these kids have come out with so much heart in this first half. You hope it keeps going for the entire game, because at some point you have to have a feeling that at some point Vincennes is going to get a couple plays going. They've had some really good passes from Spencer Corona that have been in and out of the hands of a couple of Vincennes defenders. But credit this Hatchet defense for putting on that pressure, and then credit the Hatchet offensive line. You know, the unsung heroes, great job of being able to allow a couple of those holes for Austin Moody and Jose Mejias to run through. So overall, I'm loving this play from the Washington Hatchets.
As we get set for the Boyd Green and Washington kickoff once again, Austin Moody has the Hatchets lined up. Everybody's in place. There's the whistle. And Moody kicks it away. A shorter kick this time, fielded at the 15 by Malone. Malone looking for room. Still on his feet, is brought down at about the 32-yard line by Jake Ledgerwood for Washington. So nice little return by Julius Malone there to set up Vincennes on what hopefully is their last drive of the second half with 2:06 left to go.
And you hope if the Hatchets can get a quick three and out here, there's enough time that we get the football back with just enough time. Do remember, Vincennes does get the football to begin the second half. You really don't want to give them a score here going in with momentum, knowing they get the football back in the second half. So a crucial, necessary stop here for this Hatchet defense.
Washington still has two timeouts left in this first half. Corona in the shotgun. Bobbles a snap. He's going to have to keep it. He fumbles the ball. Austin Moody recovers the football. And here we go again. With 2:01 left to go in the second quarter, the Washington Hatchets have outstanding field position as they look to add to this 10-0 lead.
Yeah, just great job, Corona. We saw that coming from when he started bobbling the football on the snap. It just felt like that he just didn't have complete control of that football. Great job by the Hatchet defenders to pounce on that. And now here we go. Great field position. Time ticking down, under 2 minutes. this is the perfect time to put, maybe not put this game in the coffin, but really put the put Vincennes on their heels going into the second half.
Washington will be on the Vincennes 37-yard line. Mejias under center. Takes a snap. Hand off to Moody. Moody cuts it to the outside. He's got some room. Breaks a couple tackles. Nice gain of about 7 on the play for Austin Moody as we are under 2 minutes to go with 1:49 and counting here in the second quarter. Yeah, if you're Coach Durnell, you'd love nothing better than to see that thing 17-0 going into halftime. And the way the Hatchets are moving the football, that's definitely a possibility here. Mejias back up to the line. Second and 3. Thorne in motion. Mejias hands off to Moody. Moody up the middle. Moody still on his feet. Finally brought down, but that's going to be good enough for a Hatchet first down. So, again, nice job by Austin Moody. And like you said, the offensive line is doing an outstanding job of holding their blocks, making big holes for these guys to run through, Gunner Williams included, along with Moody and Mejias. And they're just marching the ball right down the field as the Hatchets are going to be first and 10 at the Vincennes 23-yard line. He just takes a snap. He's back to pass. Looking. Going deep for Thorne. Thorne catches the ball. Touchdown, Hatchets. Marcus Thorne jumped up and took the ball away from the Vincennes defender to bring it down for a touchdown.
Holy cow. I thought that was an interception. Great job by Marcus Thorne to jump in the way of Dylan Flynn. And I tell you what, that give Marcus Thorne a lot of credit. I bet Jose was kind of sweating that one out because that looked like an interception from up here in the booth. Great job by Marcus Thorne to come down with it. And now here we go. The Hatchets are really putting the Owls on their heels.
Big-time play by Marcus Thorne right there. Moody attempts the extra point. And no good. Wide right. So they'll have to make a correction. I'm sure Coach Durnell's happy as long as they can hold this lead with 1:04 left to go in the first half at 16-0. But that ball was underthrown just a tad. Marcus Thorne came back and took it away from the Vincennes defender in the air to bring it down. That's a big league play right there by Marcus Thorne. That may be one of the better catches I've seen here.
That might be possibly the play of the game, and that could be. It's early, but that play right there could have been. I mean, that's a huge swing right there. You're talking about Vincennes getting the ball back with time to now. There's another 6 points for Washington, so very huge for Marcus Thorne. Great pass from Jose Mejias.
Get ready for another Boyd Green and Washington kickoff. And I always like to talk about the Boyd Green and Washington kickoffs when it's us doing all the kicking off. Moody, make sure everybody's set. Officials are in their correct places. There's the whistle. And Moody with a short kick. Takes a nice little Washington bounce. And
I thought he touched that. But
it was hard to see, but Julius Malone made a smart decision as the ball was kind of angling towards the out-of-bounds line just to let it go and take his chances. And the ball did roll out of bounds. So a small break here for Vincennes as we have 1:04 left to go in the first half.
And that it's not a small break. It's actually a nice break for Vincennes because they're going to get the ball in great field position. And, you know, being down 16-0, even though they get the ball to begin the second half, you really have to feel like they're going to go try and go for it. But it looks like the Hatchets are actually going to re-kick this one. So
Vincennes has decided to have Washington re-kick the ball in hopes of a large return here, I'm guessing, to set them up on a shorter field because so they can try to score. So Moody's going to be pushed back a little bit to kick, but with his leg, I don't know that that'll make a whole lot of difference.
We'll see.
So as we used to do in kickball, we're going to have a do-over here. Moody set to kick it. Nice little squib kick just in between the returners. Malone fields the ball. And he is annihilated at the 30-yard line. Holy smokes.
Well, that was Dalton Irvin on that one for Washington. Tell you what.
You could hear that all the way up here.
He's just a freshman, but he doesn't play like a freshman.
Holy smokes. I think that hurt me. Nice job by Dalton Irvin to get in there and just put the smack down on Julius Malone as we are just under a minute to go, and he's probably regretting that decision.
That's the kind of stuff you see on Monday Night Raw, WWE kind of stuff. But
a little shout-out to Vince McMahon here on the radio. Vincennes in the spread formation. Corona in the shotgun. Takes a snap. He's going to keep it. No, he hands it off to Malone. Malone's going to get about five on the play. So as we are at 50 seconds to go here in the first half, it's going to be second and five for Vincennes on their own 36-yard line. So time is still running here. So, and obviously at this point, the clock definitely favors the Washington Hatchets. Vincennes is taking their time to the line here. Time is running off. Corona takes a high snap. A little confusion. He breaks through, and he is going to be hit behind the line of scrimmage as Austin Fox brings him down. But we got to give credit on that one to number 53, Dylan Fields, because he had pressure on Corona. Corona had to pull it down and run it and wasn't able to get any ground. So we're under 10 seconds here, and it appears that Lincoln's just going to let the time run out here in the first half. And indeed they do. So at the end of one half on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, the Washington Hatchets 16, the Vincennes Lincoln Alices 0. And as we get into the Goodwin Funeral Home halftime show, I want to start off with an interview with one of the Y-League head coaches, Gary Iza. I had a chance to talk to him earlier to tell the folks a little bit about how the YMCA teams are doing this year. So let's take a listen to that and see what Gary has to say.
I'm joined by Gary Iza, the head coach for the third and fourth grade YMCA team here. And Gary, I was doing a little bit of research on you earlier, and you have quite the football resume. As I look over this, you are a 1995 Indiana Mr. Football candidate, an All-American wide receiver at the University of Indianapolis who set numerous records, and also played in the Arena Football League for the Grand Rapids Rampage, who were the 2001 Arena Bowl champions. That kind of resume would lend itself well to coaching these youngsters here, I would imagine.
Yeah, and you know, it's paved the way for me to help these youngsters out, coach them along on some of the things that I've learned throughout my life playing football. And yeah, I was very fortunate to get the opportunity I had. You know, I went to Avon High School, and the football program there, you know, what's in place there, it's amazing what they've done and what they still do to this day. You know, some of the same things we did back then. You know, that's something Jake and I talk about on a regular basis too, on the program of the Washington Hatchets and the direction that they're going, and we're both on the same page with that. And it all starts out here at the third and fourth grade on up to fifth and sixth as they continue through junior high.
And as we talked about earlier off the air, you know, it's the YMCA is like the foundation of the whole program. And it's, I know Jake couldn't be happier to have somebody like you with all your experience and credentials to be coaching these kids at a young age to build that solid foundation for them. And I know I talked a little bit last game about kind of what had happened so far with the season for the third and fourth graders. I know you guys are off to a really good start this year. And you know, obviously looking to continue to improve on that and hopefully win the championship this year. But before we move on, let's talk a little bit about the last game that you had and kind of how that turned out for you guys.
Sure. So the last game we had, you know, we were going into that game as 2-1 and really off to a great start to the season. Continue that last week. We won 24-0. You know, our philosophy is to spread the ball around. I know we're only third and fourth grade, but I do run some different offensive sets. We do a spread pistol with motion and make it fun for the kids, and we have different kids scoring touchdowns all the time. There's about six of them that, you know, on a regular basis we could get into the end zone.
That's always – obviously at the third and fourth grade level, having fun is the most important thing, but also giving them a little structure and giving them something they can build on to start to understand the game of football more so they can continue on and you know, help Jake build this program into, you know, the Avons and the Jaspers of the world too. So, you know, football around here would be more of something that more kids would want to participate in.
Absolutely. And that – you know, actually we started that this summer too, where – Jake and I had talked about after our youth football camp, you know, continuing on in August, where I was out here with other coaches as well, allowing kids to continue to come out for free. All of August, we did two nights a week of just fundamentals, setting the baseline for, you know, teaching these kids what it takes and doing the drills to make them better and be prepared when they grow up and get into junior high.
Absolutely. And I know you guys have, I think, 4 games left this season. Unfortunately, all those games are on the road. But tell us kind of what you expect to see and what you're hoping for as you guys get into the second half of the season.
Yeah, so we're expecting the same thing that we've done up to this point. You know, our motto right now with these guys is be a champion. And with that said, you know, our definition of champion is to work hard, be coachable, and be students of the game. And so far to this point, the kids have done everything that we've asked. They're going home, watching more football on the weekends than what they normally used to in the past, going to varsity games. But, yeah, we're just going to continue to do what we're doing. And you know, our goal is to come back to Washington with a trophy. And I tell you what, these trophies are something to see because they're 4 feet tall, and we're hoping to get a trophy case put up at the Y. And right now we're in second place in the league, a big competitor, and I believe we're going to make it to the championship.
That's awesome. And, you know, as I'm sure Coach Durnell and the rest of the coaching staff and the parents, you know, I also am very appreciative of, you know, you donating your time to teach these youngsters, you know, the right way to play football. And, you know, I know that you guys are doing a great job down here, and, you know, hopefully you can bring back that trophy at the end of the season. And, you know, appreciate everything that you do here, and, you know, just as you know, kind of take your part in building this Hatchet program.
Absolutely, yeah. And again, I want to thank you guys, too, for what you guys do. You know, I listen to you on the radio on away games, and really appreciate your time as well, because I know, you know, there's several people that do a lot of things behind the scenes, and you know, I know I'm getting a lot of credit for this doing the interview, but I would like to say, you know, mention a couple of my coaches too, since I'm on the air. Dave Stowers, I've got Brian Rowe and Pat Dwyer. All three of those guys put in just as much time as I do, if not more. And, you know, to make this program be where we want it to be eventually with Jake Durnell, it all starts here, and we know that, and that's why we're making this fun for these kids. And, again, you know, our numbers were 32 on the third and fourth grade team this year. We've got 30 on the fifth and sixth. Next year we'd like to have the problem of having too many kids and have two teams for each, because North Knox does that, and so does Sullivan, and I don't see why we can't do that.
Absolutely. And the fifth and sixth graders are having a pretty good season as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Right now they're 2-2. They've had a couple games where they were in the game all the way to the end. I mean, they've had some nail biters this year. They've had an overtime win. They've had a game where they've lost by just 1 point. They've had a game where they've, you know, lost by a touchdown. They're getting better every week, and I tell you what, they're going to be right up in the mix as well. They're in third place right now, but this weekend, traveling to North Knox, they're going to be playing a team that's undefeated, and Brandon Cook and I have already spoke about that, and Brandon feels really good about his opportunity winning that game, and the kids are really coming along and fun to watch. So I tell you what, if anybody has a chance to get out and see us, we play at North Knox this weekend, and play at Eastern Green the next, and then North Knox again. So we invite everybody out to come watch us. These kids are fun to watch.
Absolutely. That's right. If you guys have a chance, get out and support these young kids, because they are the future of this Hatchet football program. And Gary, I want to thank you for everything that you do, and you know, look forward to seeing that trophy when it comes back. And we're going to take a quick timeout, and we'll be back here to finish up the halftime show. You're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories, 107.9 FM, WAMW.
At Goodwin Funeral Home, you are family. They treat your family like theirs, with dignity, compassion, and respect. You are not a number or a transaction at Goodwin. They treat every service as a fitting tribute and lasting memorial of a special person. Chris Sievers, John Baldwin, and the Goodwin family consider your family their number one priority. Call 812-882-5900 and learn about their services. Goodwin Funeral Home, family serving friends.
Hi, this is Clara Myers from Myers LP Gas in Washington. Propane offers many advantages to natural heat. It is a perfect choice for your home or business. Propane is used for everything from cooking ranges and clothes dryers to fireplaces and pool heaters. best part, it will save you money. Call Myers LP Gas in Washington to fill your tanks and be ready for the upcoming season. 254-6809, Myers LP Gas. It warms our hearts to warm your home.
The voice of the Hatchets.
John Gear alongside Eric Wilson back here for the Goodwin Funeral Home Halftime Show. Goodwin Funeral Home, our family always puts your family first. And Eric, let's get to the stats here of the first half and see what we got.
Well, for Washington, we'll go ahead and start with the Hatchets. They're led by senior running back Austin Moody, who has 15 carries for 91 yards in that first half. Gunnar Williams has 3 carries for 8 yards. Jaden Penley has 2 carries for 3 yards. Quarterback Jose Mejias has 4 carries for 19 yards, is also one of three passing for 23 yards on a touchdown he hooked up with Marcus Thorne at the very end of the first half. Marcus Thorne is also has 1 carry for 1 negative yard. Overall, the Hatchets have 143 yards total offense, 23 through the air, 120 on the ground. The Hatchets had 2 sacks defensively. Both were by Austin Fox. And the Hatchets outscored the Owlses 16-0. All 16 of the Hatchet points came in that second quarter. For the Owlses, not a whole lot going for them. They were led in rushing by number 14, Julius Malone, who had 7 carries for 17 yards. Number 2, Caden Cotter, had a carry for 2 yards. And number 3, the quarterback Spencer Corona, had 5 carries for 8 yards. Corona in this game is 4 of 8 for 16 yards. And that is pretty much the stats for Vincennes. 27 yards on the ground, 16 through the air, only 43. The Hatchets have outgained them by 100 yards. Another stat to look at, Washington has 7 first downs and also leads in the time of possession. Vincennes only has 2 first downs. So obviously the Hatchet offense has been better, but the Hatchets have also been helped with great field position, and they also got help with that touchdown from Jose Mejias to Marcus Thorne late in the first half, thanks to a Spencer Corona fumble. So the Hatchets have been helped by a lot of things. Vincennes really isn't killing themselves, but Vincennes is executing, and the Hatchets are doing a lot of really good things. They're moving the football with Austin Moody and Jose Mejias, and you know, this Hatchet defense has really controlled the game because they're getting off the field and they're giving this Hatchet offense more opportunities.
Absolutely, yeah. So far in the first half, it's all Washington, so which you see that on the stat sheet and you see it on the scoreboard as well. So take a quick second here to talk about the junior high Hatchet football team as they played Vincennes this past Tuesday. The seventh graders have had a tough season so far, and I know they're struggling with numbers. So you know, but I know that they're getting better each and every week. So hopefully that they can kind of build on that and continue to improve as the season moves on. And as far as the eighth grade Hatchet football team, as I said, they played last Tuesday at Vincennes. They won 25-12. Hatchet started off behind in that game up until halftime. And then Kevin Laguerre ended up scoring 4 times in the second half as he intercepted a pass and took it 90 yards for the first score for Washington. Then he also scored on a 29-yard run to put the Hatchets up 13-6. Then on the next drive, a quarterback option from quarterback Trey Reed scored from 5 yards out, and Laguerre and added a 35-yard run. Trey Reed, and Jacob Carrico both had interceptions for the 8th grade Hatchets, and they will be at home this coming Tuesday against the Jasper Wildcats. The 8th graders are 5-1 on the season in second place in a conference that is extremely tough with a couple Castle teams, Jasper, Vincennes, and Princeton. So get a chance this Tuesday night. Come out and support the junior high football team as they continue to improve and continue to do a good job on the season. One other thing of note here that was just passed along to me is the junior class post-prom are selling cow patty bingo tickets tonight during the football game. This event will be held at the Fall Festival Sunday, October 23rd, at the Sports Complex between 12 and 3. The cost is $5 with a chance to win $500. You can purchase chances at the table set up at the West End Zone by the entrance. Also, junior students will be walking around throughout the game tonight selling tickets. You can also purchase them anytime during business hours at the Tailored Look on 107 East Main Street here in Washington. So as the teams come back on the field to stretch as we get ready for the second half, I think. Well, before I do that, let's check in on a couple scores here from stats.
Well, I know you've been begging to hear about that Jasper Mount Carmel game.
I have.
Jasper is leading Mount Carmel 21-14 at halftime, and North Davies is in a tough one with Indiana Deaf as they're both tied at 14 at halftime. So North Davies trying to pick up their first win. Jasper and Mount Carmel duking it out for a battle of the Big Eight. So good luck to North Davies tonight. Hope they can get that win. They very much need it. And then Jasper and Mount Carmel, those are two top teams in the Big Eight every year. You know they're going to throw it down, and throwing it down the snake pit tonight. We were there last week. And
yeah, with the mosquitoes that were the size of house
that,
cats.
That was tumultuous time for me. I was ready to get out.
Eric, you were struggling last week. You were happy to get on the other side of the river.
I was. I love being in Indiana.
Don't we all? So, yeah, interesting score there at the snake, Mount Carmel. As, you know, Mount Carmel's kind of got, you know, living there for a few years. Kind of know that Mount Carmel's got that same kind of hiccup with Jasper like we do. It's kind of like they don't think they should beat them, and you know, it's the big mighty Jasper. But you know, it'll be interesting to see, because I think after watching some film and seeing some different things, I think Mount Carmel's the better team. But obviously
we haven't played Jasper yet, so we can't really say too much,
right,
about Jasper. Even though they are 3-3, they had a really tough schedule. Evansville Memorial's a really good football team. Southridge is a better team than people think. And their other loss was to Heritage Hills, which we all saw how good they were when we played them in a scrimmage. So, and also, I'd like to go ahead and kick around a couple college games. I know a lot of people are going to be sitting in, tuned in, for tonight and tomorrow. And I say tonight because there's a top 10 showdown. If after the game tonight you want to go home and watch the rest of this game, it's number 7 Stanford against number 10 Washington. That game's at 9:00 on ESPN. And then kicking off tomorrow, we got the Notre Dame Fighting Irish at 12:00 as they travel to East Rutherford, New Jersey to take on the Syracuse Orange. That game, of course, you can listen here on Memories 107.9 WAMW. And then at 3:30 on the Jack 96.7 WFML, the Purdue Boilermakers look for their first Big Ten Conference win of the year. They take on the Maryland Terrapins on the road. And then the Indiana Hoosiers have a huge game at 8:00 as they host the Michigan State Spartans at 8:00 tomorrow on the Big Ten Network. And, of course, IU coming off that, both IU and Notre Dame coming off losses. So very crucial games for all three teams. And I know as an IU fan, you attended that Saturday game against Wake Forest. Wake Forest was a better team, but that's still a tough pill to swallow when your quarterback throws 5 interceptions.
You can't win a football game when you have 5 turnovers at quarterback. That's just the bottom line.
Well, Purdue figured that out 2 weeks ago when they played Cincinnati, and Blau threw 5 interceptions, and they lost by 18. So
that's how it goes. So we are getting ready to start the second half here as Washington will be kicking off. In the third quarter, the Hatchets will be moving left to right once again on the radio dial, and we are set and ready to go here for second half action as Moody kicks it off. Going to be fielded by Julius Malone at the 20. Looking for room to run. Not going to find it as Isaac Whitehead, Jaden Penley, and the freshman Dalton Irvin, who has been very good on special teams tonight, all bring Malone down as Ben Sins will start from their own 30-yard line.
Well, he was able to plow his way forward. It looked like he was going to get stopped about the 25. Took a couple Hatchet defenders with him to the 30. Great job by Julius Malone. And here's another opportunity for the Hatchets. They've so far pitched a shutout. And obviously right now, if you're Washington, you want nothing more than to get Vincent's offense back off the field and give your offense another chance to put some more points on the scoreboard.
If you're just tuning in, you've missed a good first half for the Hatchets as they are leading 16-0 over the Vincennes Link Analysis as we are just underway here in the third quarter. It's 11:52 to go in the third quarter. Vincennes with the ball, the fresh set of downs on their own 30-yard line. Trips to the near side. Corona takes a snap. He's going to keep it. And he's not going to be able to get around Isaac Whitehead.
Well, not a whole lot of people can get around Isaac Whitehead with his size and body at 6'1", 210. He's pretty much, he looks like your prototypical linebacker, just the way he's built, the way he gets off his blocks, and just able to rush the quarterback and get in the pocket so quickly. He's just an ultimate threat on every down.
Vincennes, second and 10. Trips to the near side. Corona still in the shotgun. takes a snap. He's back to pass. He's got pressure.
He actually caught that.
No, he dropped it.
He had it for the last second and then dropped it. That was number 27, Jonah Ritz. He had it right through his hands. And it was right through the hands of Jaden Penley. It was a bang-bang play. Penley probably thinking he should have had the interception. Ball was just a little too high. But the thing about it is when the ball goes through your hands and ball ping-pongs around, there's an opportunity for somebody else to make a play. And Jonah Ritz was right there at the right time, just couldn't hold in at the last second.
Hatchet football is brought to you in part by Davis Community Hospital. The DCH team of physicians and therapists will keep you moving. A&R Home Center in Washington, more than just a hardware store. And Goodwin Funeral Home, our family always puts your family first. Third down for Vincennes, staying in the same formation, trips to the near side. Corona's going to stay in the shotgun. Third and nine. Corona, high snap once again. Going to have pressure, throws it deep to
just out of bounds
to the Vincennes bench. So I guess he had picked out the right target, just weren't in the field of play. So
well, and again, the Hatchets were bringing pressure off the edge. Austin Fox and Isaac Whitehead again. Again, anytime you can force a young quarterback who's making his first start this season into some pressure, he's going to make errant throws. Good job by the Hatchets to force them. And again, this is exactly what I talked about coming in to the half. If the Hatchets can get Vincennes on a three and out to start this game, that's really going to put even more pressure on the Owls to get a stop on the Hatchet offense.
Corona barely gets the punt off. Moody's going to field it. He's going to be tripped up just inside the Vincennes side of the field. By the Vincennes 47-yard line. So that punt was almost blocked. So Corona did a good job of getting it off. Short punt, Moody with a nice little return, and Hatchets are starting off in Vincennes territory once again.
If you would have told me this is how the third quarter was started, I probably would have gave you the big old thumbs up, in which I am right now. Just a great start by the Hatchet defense. They've played fantastic all night, and then the Hatchet offense now in Vincennes territory looking for more points.
Mejias under center. Hand off to Moody. Moody's hit behind the line of scrimmage, but is going to fall forward for a gain of about two on the play. It's going to bring up second and eight for Washington. So nice job for Moody, taking what would have been a negative play and turned it into positive yardage as we are at 10:37 and counting here to go in the third quarter. Second and eight coming up for Washington.
Also, while we quickly have the time, over on our sister station, 95.9 The General, the Chicago Cubs are leading the Cincinnati Reds 2-1 in the bottom of the sixth. Of course, the Cubs have already won the NL Central, and obviously we'll see what happens moving forward in that game.
Hand off to Moody. Moody, nice cut off the edge. Breaks through, and that's going to be another Hatchet first down. Gain of about 12 on the play for Austin Moody, and the Hatchets will have a fresh set of downs here as they move further into Vincennes territory.
Just when you think after stopping him for only a gain of one or two on one play, you think that, hey, we finally figured it out. And comes back with a 12-yard run on the right side of the field. He is just a tough cookie to stop, and whatever you do, it just feels like you cannot. It takes more than one player to bring him down.
Under 10 minutes to go here in the third. Mejias up to the line, still under center. I formation behind him. Takes a snap, hands off to Gunner Williams. Gunner puts his head down. He's still on his feet, still plowing forward, finally brought down. Nice run by Gunner for a gain of about four on the play as he was hit at the line of scrimmage and just kept his feet moving and kept plowing forward. Just, I mean, a kid that size and that strong puts his head down, he's going to take a few defenders with him.
Absolutely, and he's done it so many times before as Gunner Williams looks like he has an equipment issue, so he'll check out, bringing in number 30, Austin Fox.
Second, and they gave him a gain of five on the play. So second and five for Washington at the Vincennes 28-yard line. Mejias still under center, surveys the defense, takes a snap, hands it off to Moody again. Moody with a big hole on the near side.
It's another first down.
Let's check the spot. It'll be close. Let's see if they give him the first down here. And
it's plenty.
I think so, but
I mean, it's a yard past the marker. I mean, well,
I'm not sure what we're doing here because
well, it's Well, see, from our angle, we have a kind of a tough position, but the officials are rolling through, so it is a first down. And
they just got to move the chains here real quick because a little delay in the action over there from the chain gang. So, Coach Durnell has given this side judge all kinds of what for here.
Well, knowing the kind of competitor Jake Durnell is, he just wants to move on to the next play without any doubt in his mind. And obviously these officials have taken a little bit too long when it comes to deciding where, if he made the first down or not. Clearly he did.
Well, and then they didn't move the chains, and they held up, and the clock ran, and there's all kinds of things that were wrong with how that was handled. And Coach Durnell's letting him know about it right now, as he has every right to, because that was just not done correctly. So
the important thing is the Hatchets are continuing to move the ball in this Vincennes Lincoln defense. And right now the Owls have just not had an answer for Austin Moody. He's now got 18 carries for 110 yards.
Mejias under center. Takes a snap. Going to hand off to Isaac Whitehead as he plows forward for a gain of about four on the play. So nice job by Isaac to get some positive yardage here on first down to set up the Hatchets with a second and seven here as we are approaching 8 minutes to go here in the third quarter. So Hatchet football is brought to you in part by the Prescription Shop in Washington, your hometown good neighbor pharmacy, Freddie Energy, fueling your everyday life, and the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington. With us, you're number one.
And now the Vincennes Lincoln coach is having an argument with the head officials. So, again, just a lot of confusion here on these last couple plays.
Yeah, so
Vincennes is subbing a couple players off.
Yeah, it's the officials are not having the best time here as we get the third quarter going.
We'll say as of right now they're a little befuddled.
And maybe even bamboozled.
That works too.
Now that I've thrown out all the big words I know, we'll get back to action here. Second and six for Washington.
Did you spend all last night reading the dictionary?
I only got through the first page. Mejias, under center, takes a snap, hands off to Moody. Moody's going to cut it to the outside, looking for a block, and he's going to be brought down out of bounds after a gain of maybe two on the play. So he did get out of bounds. That stops the clock with 7:50 to go here in the third quarter. It's going to bring up a third.
About five.
Third and about five, it looks like, for Washington, as they will be at the Vincennes 17-yard line.
Good thing is you're in Austin Moody field goal range if you don't convert on this third down. It's something to look into. And obviously, with this being a two-possession game, barely a two-possession game, it'd make it a three-possession game. So you got to take any kind of points you want them, although I know Jake Durnell in this Hatchet offense won a touchdown.
Hand off to Moody. Moody breaks through a couple tackles, but he's not going to get back to the line of scrimmage. So going to drop him back for a loss of a couple to bring up about fourth and about seven here for Washington. And, you know,
well, that time he was very patient. He was looking for his blocks. The unfortunate thing was there was no blocks there. Vincennes brought a little bit of pressure from the inside through the A and B gaps, and really there was no running room there for Austin Moody, a rare occurrence that we haven't really seen since really the first quarter tonight.
Moody on to attempt the field goal. It's going to be about a 34-yarder. The kick is up and blocked by Vincennes.
And they can return this.
Okay, they looked really confused on what's going on. And he runs into his own player and has dropped it at their own one-yard line.
And see, that's where if you just let the play go, you get the football at the 20. But instead, because he picked it up, and then there was about six or seven Vincennes players that were just standing there like lost sheep. And next thing you know, Vincennes has got the football at their own two-yard line.
Terrible decision by Vincennes to even touch that football because they looked bamboozled and befuddled on that one because they didn't really know what to do, and if they would have just let it go, they would have got the ball in a little better field position. But now they're backed up at their own end zone, and the way that they've struggled on offense, that's about the last thing that the Vincennes coaching staff wants to see right here. 7 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Vincennes on their own two-yard line. Corona in the shotgun takes a snap. He's just going to keep it and is going to be dropped down by Gunner Williams, Daniel Devine, and Jaden Penley, Also, Michael Deaves in on the stop after a gain of about four. Well, they're going to give him a gain of about five on the play. So give a little credit to Corona for keeping his legs moving and doing whatever he can to get out of the shadow of their own end zone. Take a second to thank a few more of our sponsors, your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Stores, The End Zone, Screen Printing and Embroidery, and McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer in Washington. Second five for Vincennes. Spread formation. Corona takes a snap. Hands off to Malone. Malone is going to forward progress, should give Vincennes the first down here.
Yeah, great job by Malone moving his feet. Finally, Gunnar Williams just had to take matters into his own hands because he was beating so many tackles. They just had to bring him down to the ground on his own. Great job by Gunner not to give up on the play, but a really good run from Malone. Hasn't had too many holes tonight thanks to his hatchet defensive line, but he was able to pick up about seven on that play there.
Under 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Vincennes with a fresh set of downs on their own 14-yard line. They have trips to the near side once again. Corona stays in the shotgun, takes a snap. He's going to keep it, cuts back across the middle, and is going to be met by Austin Moody, Gunnar Williams, and Austin Fox with the tackle after a gain of about five on the play. So second and five coming up here for Vincennes. As you know, as this game wears on, as we're getting through the third quarter here, that the clock is going to become much more of a factor, as Vincennes has been pretty stagnant on offense, and you know, just picking up a few yards at a time and a few first downs probably isn't going to get them to where
just,
they need to
just
be.
Just like they say, the team with the lead, the clock is their best friend, and when you don't have the lead, the clock's your worst enemy.
Corona throws it out in the flats, pass complete. Receiver breaks free and is finally brought down by Jaden Penley.
That might have been the first time tonight I've seen, or not just tonight, but really all season, Austin Moody missed a tackle. I think he whiffed a little bit. He was coming on too strong, and that was a great job by the Vincennes receiver to be able to dodge that tackle and pick up about 13 yards on that play.
And one thing you got to consider, too, is two touchdowns and two-point conversions tie this ball game up. So Washington really needs to get a stop here and get the ball back on offense and try to extend this lead to make it a true three-possession game as we are 4:47 and counting here in the third quarter. Vincennes, spread formation. Corona in the shotgun, takes a snap, looking to pass. He's got pressure. Isaac Whitehead flushes him out of the pocket. Corona's running for his life.
Got him.
Nailed by Jaden Penley, and he's going to bring him down behind the line of scrimmage. So great job by the Hatchet defenders. Great job by Isaac Whitehead and Austin Fox, who flushed Corona out of the pocket, and Jaden Penley came in to clean it up.
That's the third sack tonight by Washington. They're doing a great job of getting the edge because Corona, like I said, every time he's throwing that football, he's breaking on a bootleg, either the right or left side of the field, and it just seems like the Hatchets always have a speedy defender that's right there to make the tackle.
Our defensive ends are a lot quicker probably than what Vincennes expected, and they're having a real hard time getting around the corner.
Well, when you have Gunnar Williams and Isaac Whitehead on both ends of the football, that creates a lot of problems.
Corona's going to keep it, and it's going to be brought down by, guess who, number 34, Isaac Whitehead, as Corona barely gets back to the original line of scrimmage. Well, actually, not even close. I guess I need to open both eyes here to see because I had one eye closed.
You had your glasses on for just a little bit. Are you sure you...
My glasses don't do me any good when they're hanging on my shirt, so I'll adjust that so you guys at home can have a better idea of what's going on here. So third and 12 coming up for Vincennes as they are still in their own territory at their own 32-yard line. Vincennes is going to come out. Now they're going to switch it up. They're going to have trips to the near side. Corona's going to stay in the shotgun, as he's been all game. Takes a snap, looks to pass. Pressure again. Pass is incomplete, but he was about a half a second away from getting sacked by Isaac Whitehead as he came off the end with a full head of steam, unblocked, and I think maybe got a hand on that, at least a fingertip, to kind of deflect that ball a little bit, and it turns up incomplete, as that's going to bring up fourth and 12 for Vincennes here with 3:03 left to go here in the third.
And they just have not had anything going for them offensively, and that's why they still have 0 points on the scoreboard and Washington has 16. Washington's just doing a great job keeping Vincennes from getting any kind of momentum, whether it's through the pass or whether through the run. And it looks like that Spencer Corona's back to punt, and Austin Moody's standing about his own 45-40 yard line.
Another kick almost blocked. Going to take a little bit of a Vincennes bounce as Austin Moody lets it go. Washington will take over at their own 37-yard line. So 2:54 left to go here in the third quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. The Hatchets still 16-0 lead over the Vincennes Lincoln Alices. And this would be a great time right here to put some points on the board. And you got to think, with if you make this a three-possession game with the way Vincennes has struggled moving the ball offensively, that should be a comfortable lead. But obviously, if Coach Durnell gets a chance, he's going to make sure that the Hatchets can put this thing away as the third quarter is winding down.
Yeah, absolutely. And the opportunity is there for it to happen. If you're Washington, you just got to make the place to do it. We saw in that last drive, the Hatchets were able to do it. They just couldn't convert on that field goal.
Mejias back to pass with a wide open Wes Edwards, and he's off to the races, folks. One man to beat, and he just knocked him down at the Vincennes 30. Huge pickup for the Hatchets with a wide open Wes Edwards. Nice ball by Jose Mejias, and the Hatchets are getting close to the red zone again.
You know, Jose hasn't thrown the football too much tonight. He's only 2 of 4. But he's had a 23-yard touchdown pass to Marcus Thorne in the second quarter, and now he throws a 32-yarder to Wes Edwards. So two plays he's thrown the football that have been completed have been huge, huge plays.
2:40 and counting left to go in the third. Mejias under center. Thorne in motion. Pitch out to Moody. Moody looking for room. Breaks through a Vincennes defender. Breaks through another, and is finally knocked out of bounds after about a 15-yard gain, so another first down for the Washington Hatchets.
Even more than that, John Gear. Looks like they're going to give him about 17 yards on that one. And I have to readjust my stats as Austin Moody has now gone over 20 carries.
Well, that'll keep you busy over there.
Just enough.
Washington looking good on this possession here as 2:30 to go here in the third quarter. Washington knocking on the door once again, as they have the ball on the Vincennes 18-yard line. I formation behind Mejias. Hands off to Gunner Williams. Gunner hit the line of scrimmage. Still falls forward for a gain of about one on the play. Going to bring up a 2nd and 9 for Washington. And you, like we've said this over and over again tonight, but we got to give credit to Michael Deaves, Jeffrey Byler, A.J. Durnell, Aldo Santos,
well, the whole
and Dylan Fields,
yeah, absolutely,
have done a great job of opening up holes for these runners to run in tonight, giving Jose time to pass when he has thrown it a few times, and just absolutely lets Washington be able to run their offense effectively.
And not only that, but Wes Edwards and Marcus Thorne for shutting down the Vincennes corners, from keeping them from running their blitzes and trying to get up into the Hatchet backfield.
Moody to the far side, gets to the corner, still on his feet.
He just won't go down.
No, he's finally brought down after what appeared to only be a gain of about two. He's going to bring it pretty close to bringing up a third.
It's going to be about 3rd and 3, maybe?
About 3rd and 3 for Washington here as they are inside the Vincennes 10-yard line.
This is where you really got to convert if you're Washington. Obviously, a field goal is nice, but knowing that Austin Moody missed that last field goal, I think this is 4-down territory. I think you really want to put the exclamation point on this third quarter with a touchdown right here.
106 and counting. Mejias up to the line. 3rd and 3. He's going to option to Moody. Nice pitch. Moody cuts it back up the middle.
He got a first down. That is guaranteed. It's right on the spot, right at the first down marker is right at the 3-yard line, and that's where they've spotted the ball. And they're going to give him the first down. I think.
Well, I don't even know if the officials know. I think they're actually going to bring it out to measure.
They're gonna bring it out to measure, which
I think at this point this probably goes without saying, because worst case scenario, you got a 4th and inches here inside the 5-yard line.
Well,
if you're Coach Durnell, you have to go for it.
Well, and here's the situation: there's only 54 seconds left in third quarter. You're up 16-0 here on the A&R Center home score. So I think right now, if you're Washington, just like you said, even if we don't get this, you have to go for it. Even if we don't get the 4th down, that puts Vincennes in a deep, deep hole, and they're going to give the Hatchets a first down.
First down, Hatchets.
That's the 12th first down of the evening tonight compared to Vincennes' 2. So the Hatchets have just been dominating both sides of the football, and they've got an opportunity to show more of that with a touchdown here.
It's going to be first and goal for Washington at the 3-yard line with 54.5 to go here in the third quarter, and it's touchdown or bust here for Washington, because another touchdown, hopefully an extra point. Either way, you're a three-possession game, and that really puts the pressure on the struggling Vincennes offense. So the chain gang is going to make their way back off the field, and while we have a second, actually we don't have a second as we're going to get ready to go here.
You have a quick second, but it's just like a quarterback. You got to snap it off real quick.
Yeah, I was never very good at that. Mejias up to the line. Takes a snap. Pitches out to Moody. Moody cuts it back inside. Moody still on his feet. Touchdown, Hatchets. Austin Moody finds his way into the end zone with 39.5 to go. Here in the third quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Washington now 22, Vincennes 0, as Austin Moody will be on to attempt the extra point. Great job by Washington again. The line did a great job. Moody, as he has all night, was patient, waited for the hole to open up, and when it opened up, he took off and was able to get into the end zone. As we line up here for the extra point, Penley on to hold. Snap is down, and the kick is good. 39.5 left to go here in the third quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Washington 23, Vincennes 0. We're going to take a quick timeout as you're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories, 107.9 FM, WAMW.
This is Steve Freddy with Freddy Energy in Washington. We're your local supplier of diesel exhaust fluid, which has been used since 2010 in diesel vehicles equipped with selective catalytic reduction technology to decrease exhaust emissions. Diesel exhaust fluid is a safe, stable, non-toxic fluid sold by Freddy Energy in bulk, totes, drums, and smaller containers. We can also supply pumps and valves for handling convenience. For more information, please give us a call at 254-3671.
Freddy Energy, fueling your everyday life. Great savings all month long at your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores. Stop by and fill up your tank and grab some great specials inside the store. Prairie Farms 2% milk, 1 gallon, just $2.99. Gatorade 20-ounce bottles, 2 for $2.22. Select bags of Frito-Lay chips, 2 for $2. And 3 12-packs of Pepsi products for only $11. Many more specials throughout the store. Stop by and save big at your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores.
Back at Hatchet Hollow, Hatchets kick the ball off again. A little squib kick. Going to be fielded by Julius Malone. They're going to run a little reverse to Corona. He's got room. Still on his feet. One man to beat. Austin Moody finally brings him down. Nice run by Corona. Fielded at his own 15-yard line. Takes it all the way to the Hatchet 35. So after Washington has opened up a 23-0 lead here, Vincennes trying to keep a little life here as they get a nice return and start off maybe for the first time in Hatchet territory.
Well, and that was probably their best play of the night. But just, you know, going back on it, you know, even with leading 23-0, no lead is certain. And with Vincennes and knowing how competitive of a football team they've always been, you know, it's going to have to be a grind these next 12 and a half minutes.
Spread formation, Corona in the shotgun. High snap. Hands off to Malone. Malone breaks a couple tackles. Nice gain of about 6 for Malone as he is brought down on the play by Isaac Whitehead and Gunnar Williams. Going to bring up a second and 4 here for Vincennes as they're on the Washington 30-yard line.
Looks like they've gotten time, just enough time to run one more play, about 5 seconds left.
Well, they better get to it, and they're just now getting to the line with 3 seconds. Get the snap off. Corona's going to keep it. For a gain of 2, it looks like, on the play, and that is how the third quarter is going to end on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Washington 23, Vincennes 0. We're going to take a quick 60-second timeout. You're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories, 107.9 FM, WAMW. AMW.
Are you ready for some football? The End Zone in Washington is, with all your favorite team apparel for all the area high school teams. From t-shirts to hoodies, sweatshirts, and more in all colors and sizes. Highlight your favorite team and player with a personalized t-shirt or sweatshirt at The End Zone in Washington. Specializing in screen printing and embroidery with the latest print technology. Did you know The End Zone can even take care of the end-of-the-year trophies, too? Stop by at 308 East National Highway in Washington or call 254-1895. Big news from the Kingpin Bowling Center in Washington. Join them every Sunday for Sunday Fun Day during the football season at the bowling alley. Watch the games on the TVs and grab your favorite drink from Booze Lounge. Order up the Kingpin Bowling Center's famous pizza and wings. The snack bar also includes great sandwiches like the breaded tenderloin, Strom, hot ham and cheese, and much more. The Kingpin Bowling Center opens at noon for the big games each Sunday. Don't miss Sunday Fun Day at the Kingpin Bowling Center on State Street in Washington.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Back here live at Hatchet Hollow, John Gear alongside Eric Wilson as we get ready to start the fourth quarter with Washington leading 23-0 over the Vincennes Lincoln Alices. Vincennes is faced with a third and three here on the Hatchets 27-yard line. Spread formation for Vincennes. Corona stays in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Option. Late pitch. Malone falls down behind the line of scrimmage, and just nothing going right for the Alices tonight.
Yeah, they've really struggled tonight, offensively and defensively. The Hatchets, you know, the thing that Jake Durnell's probably going to look at it, you know, the Hatchets really got off to a rough start to begin this game. You know, didn't score any points in the first quarter, but the last two quarters they've scored 23 points, and they've really done a great job shutting Vincennes down. No doubt about it, down 23 early in the fourth quarter. The Alices have to go for it here on about a fourth and six.
Fourth and six coming up for Vincennes. They're going to come out in spread formation. Corona stays in the shotgun, takes a snap, option again, pitches it to Malone. Malone is going to be brought down well short of the first down, and the Hatchets are going to take over on downs as another defensive stop for Washington has set the tone for this game and really allowed Washington to not have to be pressured on offense at any point in time during this game. The field position's been really good. They've been able to kind of do whatever they want as far as run, pass, whatever, and it's all been started by the play of the defense.
Well, it's, you know, a lot of due credit to Washington, but you also have to throw in there, this is a bit of a decimated Vincennes team. They don't have a quarterback in Grant Oxman who could throw 300, 400 yards a game, so they're missing that component in their offense, and when they're basically sublime to running the football down after down, it really... The Hatchet defense was keying on it, and they have been all game.
Moody, with a gain of maybe one, going to bring up a second. Well, we'll give him two, so second and eight coming up for Washington.
He's got 139 yards on 24 carries and a touchdown. He's got the stats right now, according to my own statistics, that would give him player of the game. But, of course, that will be all coming up at postgame. We got a lot of Hatchet players that are deserving. I know Austin Fox is in the running for that with his two sacks tonight, and Isaac Whitehead and Marcus Thorne. So it'll be interesting, but got to get this game done first.
Hatchets come to the line. Second and eight. High formation. Mejias under center. Takes a snap. Fakes the handoff to Moody. Mejias is going to keep it, but is going to be brought down in the backfield. Maybe getting back to the original line of scrimmage to bring up a third and 10 here. So.
I lost about 2 yards on that one. So whatever Austin Moody gained on that first down, Jose kind of loses it here on this second down. But that was a really good play by Vincennes. They were able to shoot the gaps on the Hatchet offensive line, just really nowhere to go. So now it sets up a third down and long. And if you're Washington, you really don't want to go for a deep, deep play. Obviously, you're up three scores. It'd be nice, but you just want to do a good job just protecting this lead.
Mejias takes a snap. He's back to pass. He's got a wide open Wes Edwards once again, wide open in the middle of the field for a 20-yard gain and good enough for a Hatchet first down as they'll be in Vincennes territory at the Vincennes 48-yard line.
That's the second catch of this game for Wes Edwards. That was a gain of 21. He's now got two catches for 53 yards in this contest.
Hatchet football is brought to you in part by Myers LP Gas, Highway 7 North in Washington. Alan Bubalo, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor in Washington, and Purdue Farms in Washington. Nice third down conversion there for Washington as they're going to be on the 48-yard line of Vincennes with a fresh set of downs. Mejias hands off to Moody. Moody to the outside, cuts it back inside for a gain of about 9 on the play. So nice run there by Austin Moody to continue this drive. 9:04 left to go in the fourth quarter. We want to thank some more of our sponsors. Anna Lou Chapman, your REMAX real estate broker in Washington. The Kingpin Bowling Center, Rock and Bowl every Friday and Saturday night. Thompson Insurance, treating you the way we want to be treated. McDonald's of Washington, apply to join our team today. And Gill Funeral Home, the area's first choice since 1872. I'm going to correct that, a gain of about 8, so second and 8 for Washington. Pitch out to Moody. Moody decides to cut it out.
He actually got tackled right around the original line of scrimmage. It's going to be about a loss of about 6 on the play. Great tackle from number 5, Dylan Flynn. Also number 7, Daniel Miller, making the tackles there for Vincennes. Obviously, we knew the Owls is coming in trailing 23-0 in this fourth quarter. We knew they weren't going to give up, but the question is it too little too late? As now the Hatchets are faced with a third and long 8.
Hatchets come to the line on the Vincennes 47-yard line. 7:52 and counting here to go in the game. Mejias back to pass. Looking. Throws a deep ball to Wes Edwards again, and Wes is off to the races. Brought down after a gain of... That's close to a gain of 30 yards on that one.
And all three passes from Jose Mejias to... Wes Edwards has been on a slant route, and that is the second time he hits Wes Edwards in the middle of the field. That goes for a gain of 24. I'll tell you what, Wes might be finding himself for an award tonight the way he's been playing in this fourth quarter.
Fresh set of downs for Washington as they're going to have the ball at the Vincennes 24-yard line. Mejias under center. Hand off to Gunner. Gunner's got room to run. He's still on his feet. Touchdown, Gunner Williams. Nice job by Gunner Williams to take the ball right up the middle, cut to the outside, and nobody was going to catch him. With 7:18 left to go in the fourth quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, the Washington Hatchets 29, Vincennes 0. As Austin Moody is on to attempt the extra point, and absolutely great news for all the Hatchet fans out there as – you got to believe at this point, this game is well under control here for Washington.
We've seen crazy things happen, but with the lead being at 29-0, could be 30-0 after this extra point. Vincent just hasn't had anything to go their way, but we'll see.
Extra point is up, and it is good. We're going to take a quick timeout here, and we'll be right back after this. You're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories, 107.9 FM, WAMW.
When buying insurance, finding protection close to home is always better. Thompson Insurance has been serving the local community since 1963. Our experienced staff are here to serve you and your insurance needs. When you call our office, you will always speak to an agent. Our staff will work hard to help you get the right, affordable coverage that you need. Give us a call today at 812-254-1987. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
And the Washington Chrysler Award goes to the 2017 Chrysler Pacifica. Best highway fuel economy in its class with 28 highway MPG, quietest vehicle in its class, the most technologically advanced vehicle in its class. Starting at $27,975, you could improve the value of your neighborhood by having this award-winning vehicle in your driveway. The 2017 Chrysler Pacifica. It's not your mom's minivan at the Washington Chrysler Center.
Austin Moody is going to kick off once again for the Boyd Green and Washington kickoff. Puts the boot to it. Malone fields it at the 10. Fake reverse to Corona. Malone still on his feet, looking for room to run to the far side. He's got room to run. He breaks free, cuts it back inside. Austin Moody finally pushes him out of bounds at the Washington 40. So two nice kickoff returns in a row for Vincennes is going to set them up in Hatchet territory, but you got to think with 7:05 left to go in the fourth quarter at 30-0 here on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, that this may just be too little too late for
Lincoln.
It
might be, but I think, you know, Vincennes, you know, this being a rivalry game, they're not going to give up. So,
absolutely,
you know, we've seen two really excellent kickoff returns. Now the question is, can Vincennes just get on the scoreboard? I think that's the question we really would like to know here in these final 7 minutes of play. And Vincennes, like I said, they've got the athletes and the players to do it. They've just been so decimated with injuries. This is not the same football team that took Jasper to double overtime 2 weeks ago.
Corona takes a snap, drops back to pass, looking, going to throw it out in the flats, just out of the outstretched arms of Julius Malone, incomplete, can bring up a 2nd and 10. And the only thing for Washington, the only thing better than beating Vincennes is to shut Vincennes out.
Yeah, and, you know, like I said, you know, Vincennes is another team that we have not beaten in a long time. 2011, we went to Vincennes and we beat them. I think the score was like 42-17, if I last recalled. Correct me if I'm wrong. But, you know, again, beating your rival, especially at Hatchet Hollow, where the Hatchets haven't done since 2010, is huge.
Corona, back to pass once again. Gunner Williams, pressure. He eludes the pressure.
Oh.
Nice catch. Nice catch by number 21 for Vincennes, Colton McCreary. As the ball was thrown behind him, he made a nice catch as Marcus Thorne brings him down. But gain of 5, but, you know, that was a good play by Vincennes.
And that was a really good play by number 21, McCreary. You know, bobbled the ball a little bit, kind of saw at the rear view of his helmet that Marcus Thorne was coming straight dead rear at him. He was able to haul that in, make a good catch. Great job by Marcus Thorne to be able to bring him down and not let him, you know, get a couple yards after the catch.
3rd and 5 for Vincennes at the Hatchet 39-yard line. Trips to the far side for Vincennes. And the little misconfusion is going to cause Vincennes to cause a timeout. We're going to take one right along with them. You're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories, 107.9 FM, WAMW.
Gill Funeral Home has been entrusted to be the first choice for families in this community since 1872. Gill Funeral Home is proud to embrace traditional values, diversity, and innovation in honoring the spirit and life of each person they serve with flexible pricing to fit every family's budget. For more information, visit their website or call Jennifer Wheeler for a no-obligation appointment. Gill Funeral Home of Washington. Find out what makes Gill Funeral Home unique.
At McAllister Machinery in Washington, we know you work hard to keep your farm producing as much as possible. After all, it's your livelihood. At McAllister Machinery, we offer quality farm equipment to do the best job it can for you. With staff available 24 hours to help if you do have a problem, not to mention quick parts replacement service. Make McAllister Machinery part of your team. McAllister Machinery, your local Caterpillar dealer, corner of Sunnyside Road and US 50 in Washington.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Back at Hatchet Hollow. Vincennes trying to convert a 3rd and 5, and Gunner Williams is going to keep that from happening as he tackles Corona as he just gets back to the line of scrimmage. So it's going to bring up a 4th and 5 for Vincennes.
6 minutes to go here on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, 30-0 in favor of the Hatchets. No doubt about it, Vincennes, of course, is going to go for it as quarterback Spencer Corona heads over to the sideline to get a play call from head coach John Hayden. But again, it's hard to believe that this Vincennes team started off 3-0, and ever since the injuries against Jasper, where they got that game to double overtime but lost on a field goal, they've now lost against North Knox, and they're on the verge of losing this one as well.
Corona, back to pass. Heavy pressure. Gunner. He's going to be brought down with a sack. Gunner Williams is there to drop him for a loss, and the Hatchets once again are going to take over on downs. Great job by the Washington defense as – in that situation, that was just as much of a coverage sack as anything because there were no receivers anywhere close to being open. Gunner got through the line, put the pressure on Corona. He tried to run it with no avail as the Hatchets have a fresh set of downs here.
I'd like to call that the cover two blitz. The Hatchets were bringing rushers off the edge, but they still kept their corners and safeties back deep to cover the pass. Great job by Gunner Williams and Isaac Whitehead and all the Hatchet defensive line for getting up there and being able to make a play and forcing the turnover on downs.
Mejias takes a snap, pitch out to Moody. Moody takes his time, cuts it outside, and is going to be brought down behind the line of scrimmage by number five, Dylan Flynn. So nice job by Flynn to keep Moody from getting to the corner and force the Hatchets to look at a second and 12 here as we are just under 5 minutes to go here in the game. Hatchet football is brought to you in part by Heller's Unlimited. Call Charlie at 812-610-0055 for lawn and snow services in the Washington Chrysler Center in downtown Washington or visit WashingtonChryslerCenter.com. Mejias hands off to Gunner. Gunner still on his feet. Still, and he's going to have a hatchet first down. What a run by Gunner Williams. He was hit at the line of scrimmage and just bounced off some Lincoln defenders and just bulldozed his way. And they're going to give him what I would consider maybe a questionable spot because it looked like he had the first down, but it's going to be third and short here for Washington as they're in Vincennes territory at the Lincoln 47-yard line. 4:33 and counting here to go in the game. We'll thank our final sponsor of the evening, Ed Lee Mortuary, caring for you when you need care the most. Third and short here for Washington. Mejias under center. Hand off to Moody. Moody is still on his feet and for a gain of about 6 yards. So Washington once again is going to have a first down at the Vincennes 44-yard line.
Let me know when you can find a team that has been able to contain or will be able to contain Austin Moody. I just don't think we're going to find that team because just his patience and his speed and quickness give him just such a hard back to stop. He has the size, too, the strength, the body. You know, he's 6'1", 175 pounds. That's a really good build for a running back.
Mejias fakes the handoff to Gunner. Moody with the pitch. Gain of about 4 on the play. And the best part of that is obviously the Hatchets are going to try to keep the ball in the middle of the field and keep that clock running as we're at 3:40 and counting left to go in the game.
We got some scores to pass along. In the third quarter, North Davies Cougars lead Indiana School of Death 27-24, while the Linton Stockton Miners early in the second quarter are beating North Knox 14-0, which North Knox beat Vincennes for the first time in 31 years last week, and that is our opponent 2 weeks. That's our final regular season home game here at Hatchet Hollow for senior night. Jane Penley with a huge run up the middle. That's going to be a gain of about 8 yards and another Hatchet first down. That's 15 on the night for Washington. And again, moving the chains, running the clock, that's the name of the game right now to finish this one off. Great job by Jane on that run.
You just can't say enough about how this Hatchet team has performed tonight on both sides of the ball. And it's, you know, this is going to end up being a huge, huge win for this program and for Coach Jake Durnell. And not to mention for these players to give them confidence going into a Jasper game who, you know, after a win like this, are going to be able feel like they can play with Jasper. Moody with the pitch to the outside, still on his feet, breaks through a couple tackles, still going, cuts it back up the middle, and they just can't bring Austin Moody down. Austin Moody, that run is going to be good for 12 as the Hatchets continue to move the chains here with 2:37 to go in the fourth quarter. And at this point in the game, you got to. And Coach Durnell is, he's going to take Austin Moody out. And huge embrace there for Coach Durnell and Austin Moody, who has just absolutely done it all here tonight. You just can't say enough about the kid.
Well, the stats say it all, 30 carries for 163 yards and a touchdown. He's really been the go-to man tonight. He's been incredible.
Gunner Williams cuts it to the outside, looking to get to the corner, and just going to get back past the line of scrimmage. So
Gunner was trying to show off a little bit, maybe trying to show off Austin Moody just a little bit with trying to show that he's got some speed to break to the outside as well, just couldn't do it.
He's got the speed, just wasn't able to do it on that play. That's going to bring up a second and 10 for Washington.
Also, I'd like to remind you that Memories will be carrying the football pairing show on Sunday night at 8 o'clock. So if you want to find out who the Hatchets will play in sectional, you might want to tune in Listen to that. It's hard to believe we're in week 7 of the high school football season. We are this close to sectional action.
Let's just hope that we can get a home game.
I would hope so. You know, we've played on the road the last 2 years in sectional. I have to believe this is our turn, and we'll see what the draw does for us. I'm interested to find out.
Second and 10 for Washington. Mejias is going to take a knee. As we are under 2 minutes to go in this game.
But, you know, John, we talked about in the pregame show what a win against Vincennes, what that does for the younglings that are out there playing in YMCA football, what this does to them. Because I think now that they see these high school football players that they look up to, that, you know, these YMCA players, they believe they have a future in, they see them putting up scores like this against a rival in Vincennes Lincoln, that's going to give them the opportunity to say, hey, I'd like to be a part of that too. So there's no doubt this win does more than just put the fourth win on the scoreboard for the Hatchets.
Mejias takes another knee, which is going to bring up fourth down. As the clock continues to tick down, as we are just about under a minute to go here. So we'll end up giving the ball back to Lincoln here at this point. But, you know, just great job by everybody involved with this Hatchet football program tonight. And, you know, I want to thank the fans for braving the elements. Been a little bit of drizzle out here tonight, and a nice crowd for the home Hatchet team. And as we get ready for this, I guess actually it's third down, excuse me, so we probably won't be giving the ball back to Vincennes. And we got a timeout for Washington, and we're going to take one right along with them. You're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories, 107.9 FM, WAMW.
At the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop in Washington, the pharmacists know you and your family. Personal friendly service is not lost. Any questions, just ask the pharmacist directly. Don't wait for an operator, then four options to press one and talk to a robot. Personal, down-home, one-on-one service you can still count on from your local Good Neighbor Pharmacy, the Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington, and the Odin Pharmacy in downtown Odin. In 1930, Frank and Valeria Donaldson opened a small insurance agency in Washington. After years of service, they passed their business on to their daughter and the next generation, Barb and Joe Klingensmith. Now today, the third generation, Martha and John Newton, continue the same down-home service to their customers. The Donaldson Insurance Agency salutes Washington's bicentennial and is proud to serve Washington and Davies County for the past 76 years. Donaldson Insurance. Call 254-4668.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Back at Hatchet Hollow, Jose Mejias hands the ball off to Jaden Penley. Jaden is still on his feet and is going to be brought down after a gain of about 6 on the play. And that was fourth down. Oh, I apologize for the confusion on my part. Maybe it's the glasses again. I don't know. But Vincennes is going to take over on downs at their own 9-yard line with 23.4 seconds to go here in this contest on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. The Hatchets with a 30-0 lead over the Vincennes Lincoln Alices. Jeffrey Byler coming off the field. Nice performance by Jeffrey tonight. You know, these linemen, offensively and defensively, don't usually get a lot of love, but they've just done an outstanding job tonight letting the Hatchet skilled players do what they do here. So Vincennes is going to take over on downs. Going to hand the ball off, and that's going to be enough for a Vincennes first down, as Hazelip has about a 12-yard gain on the play. As the clock sits at 15.4 to go, as they stop the clock to move the chains here. And the chains are set and the clock is moving. We are under 10 seconds to go here as Vincennes comes to the line. And they may or may not get a playoff here. And they will not. So that's how the game ends. The Washington Hatchets come up with a huge conference victory here at home as they shut out the Vincennes Lincoln Alices on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, 30-0. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back for the Sterling & Company postgame show You're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories, 107.9 FM, WAMW.
You love McDonald's all-day breakfast.
Yes.
But you don't love that you can't get all your favorites all day.
No.
But now you're going to love that you can get more all day.
Huh.
Like McGriddles and biscuits and McMuffin sandwiches.
Mmm.
Which means you'll have to find something else to not love.
Okay.
Like broken grocery carts. Or when your smoke alarm battery dies at 3 a.m.
What happened?
Or songs that combine two styles of music that don't go together.
Cowboy.
Get more choices you love now with McDonald's all-day breakfast. McDonald's all-day breakfast menu varies by location.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Great savings all month long at your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores. Stop by and fill up your tank and grab some great specials inside the store. Prairie Farms 2% milk, 1 gallon, just $2.99. Gatorade 20-ounce bottles, 2 for $2.22. Select bags of Frito-Lay chips, 2 for $2. And 3 12-packs of Pepsi products for only $11. Many more specials throughout the store. Stop by and save big at your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores.
How far do you travel to get the orthopedic, sports medicine, and physical therapy care you need? With the advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives available right in your own backyard, there's no reason to travel far from home. Dr. Marcus Thorne, along with our physical therapy team, provide professional care with a personal touch. To find out more about our team, call Davies Community Hospital at 812-254-2760. That's 254-2760.
The voice of the Hatchets.
John Gere and Eric Wilson back here for the Sterling & Company postgame show, as it's all smiles for the Hatchet fans and the coaching staff as Washington was able to beat the Vincennes Lincoln Alices 30-0 here for the first home conference win in 5 years. It's just absolute elation. We got parents coming onto the field hugging the players, and just couldn't have asked for a better performance tonight from the Hatchets. Just absolutely dominant in every facet of the game. The stat sheet showed it. The scoreboard showed it. And you could just see when they came out tonight that they were ready to play football and they were up for the task and were ready to take on this Lincoln team.
They really were. And it was a little bit of a rough sledding the beginning of the football game. But I tell you what, this was an incredible performance by this Washington Hatchet team. I am so proud of every one of these kids and coaches that stepped onto the field tonight. They played for their community. They played for the pride of their school. And they put on their jerseys, and they were ready to go from the get-go. They came out swinging like boxers in the second quarter. It all started with that muff punt that Vincennes had. It only turned out to be a field goal, but it was just the beginning of what was a special ending. And now the Hatchets are 4-3 and 2-3 in conference. This is the first time we've had double-digit conference wins since 2010. This has been you talk about a turnaround season, going from 0 wins in 2014 to 2 wins in 2015, and we still got 2 games left in the regular season, and we've already got 4 wins. Incredible turnaround by Jake Durnell. I'm so proud of these kids.
Yeah, you just had a feeling, you know, during the week, just being around some of the players, being around the coaching staff, that they knew that this was a winnable game and that they went into this game expecting to win. And I think just that change in attitude had a lot to do with the performance tonight. And as head coach Jake Durnell is going to join us here for the post-game interview, I don't know, Coach. First off, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You know, we're still waiting to get the result of the Jasper Mount Carmel game, which with 3:40 to go, Mount Carmel was up by a point at 28-27. And if you think about what this victory means, not only to you, your coaching staff, but to these kids and the program in general, you know, we could leave this night having the same or better record than Jasper and Vincennes, which probably hasn't happened since people actually saw in black and white.
Yeah, I told the boys before we played this game that this game will be
you know, the next step for the program, and we needed this win tonight. Vincennes, you know, I hate it for them. I hate it for the kids that got hurt. They're down, but we talked about all week the predator-prey relationship, and, you know, when an animal is wounded, the predator comes in for the kill. So I told my boys all week, that's the attitude we have to have. We can't take them lightly. And I tell you what, that first half, they gave us everything we could handle. We eventually started moving the ball on them. But yeah, like you said, this win, proves to the kids in the locker room that we can compete, no matter what it says across the chest of the opposing team. And that's the mentality we have to have moving forward. It doesn't matter if it's Vincennes, Jasper, Heritage Hills, whoever it is, we have to be able to play our game, our style of football, and just give it everything we have. And if we do that, we have the potential to be a very good program moving forward.
Yeah, definitely. I think this is a landmark victory in the evolution of this program under your control here. And it's just, you know, one thing that we noted in the broadcast was, especially with Austin Moody and Jose Mejias on some of those runs as he scored a touchdown and just, you know, trying to dive into the end zone, that they played with so much determination and so much competitiveness that you could just tell that these guys weren't going to let this win slip away.
Yeah, the passion they play with, especially Austin, and Jose too. You know, he's a fullback, a playing quarterback, I always tell him, but he does a great job of leading the team and staying calm. And but yeah, that run was something else. Other than tucking the ball, he did everything you could do that you wanted him to do. But the passion that we're starting to play with, that when we know that we can compete on any given Friday night, it just builds momentum. And not only for our kids, but for the junior high kids, for the young kids in third and fourth and fifth and sixth grade, it just starts to snowball. And that's what we're looking to do to build the program.
And I just got an update here that score has went final over at the Snake Pit. Mount Carmel defeats Jasper 28-27. And like you said, there couldn't have been a better setting to be at home tonight, to have the Y kids out here. Had a nice home crowd for everybody to see this and be a part of this is a huge momentum boost going into Jasper next week.
Yeah. Jasper's, I told the boys as we were breaking the huddle, you know, it was a great win, but that's the thing with high school football. It's on to the next opponent, you know, quote, Coach Belichick, you know, it's on to Cincinnati.
Right.
So it's on to Jasper. We'll celebrate this tonight, and we'll watch film tomorrow, say what we did right and what we did wrong. But Jasper's coming up, and I told them it's a whole nother level. So we have to come out Monday on a whole nother level again, and we just have to have that preparation mentally and physically and be ready to come out and compete against a good Jasper football team.
Absolutely. And you know, the thing tonight, the last few weeks, I think the underlying story has been the defense has really set the tone to allow good field position for the offense and to allow not to have a whole lot of pressure on the offense to where you feel like, you know, we got to start, you know, you're not backed up in the end zone. I mean, most of the possessions tonight were the Hatchets started, were great field position tonight, and, you know, that was set up by a great defensive effort.
Yeah, and that's, you know, kind of going back to old school mentality, but if you play good defense and you run the ball and you control field position, that's a formula for success just about every time. I can't give enough praise to Coach Marcus Thorne. He's amazing with X's and O's. I some of the times I have to tell him to slow down and tell me again, but he is amazing with the X's and O's, and kids love it when he, you know, gets on a roll and gets going. But he has the defense clicking on all cylinders right now, and that's the way you win football games.
And, you know, obviously, you know, as we talk about most weeks, Austin Moody had a great performance tonight. I think he had 160 some yards rushing and just, you know, set the tone to really keep drives alive. And then I thought that was a great call that you made on fourth down to have a fake punt. And again, Jose was determined not to be brought down before he got that first down.
Yeah, we had like a fourth and three or fourth and four. And I'm kind of like the riverboat gambler at sometimes, but I really felt that if we could get a seam there, that Jose would put his head down and get us that first down. And, you know, I can't remember at the score at the time. I think maybe it was 10-0 at the time. And he got that first down, and I thought that, you know, that was a big momentum changer for us. Got the kids fired up, and, you know, they always love going for it. So I knew they'd be all for it. So, yeah, that kind of set the tone for the rest of the game, I felt.
Yeah, definitely. You could kind of see after that was converted, just kind of Vin Sins just deflated even more. And from there on, and, you know, even up until that point, I mean, you guys dominated, you know, the stat sheet, the scoreboard, I mean, just every facet of the game. And, you know, Gunnar Williams did a nice job tonight, as always, on both sides of the ball, you know, had a touchdown, had a sack, you know, numerous times he put their quarterback under pressure and caused him to hurry decisions, which obviously helped out the defense as well.
Yeah, my four seniors really stepped up tonight. Austin Fox, number 30, and Jeffrey Byler, number 75. And like you said, Gunner and Austin, who get a lot of publicity because they're runners. But all four seniors, you know, this was their night. And it should be that way every Friday night for seniors. It's their night. And I think Moody's starting to buy into that, too. I think they realize there's only a certain amount of games left for them. And they know that they have to give it 100% because, you know, that's the one thing I've told them from the beginning of the year. And I said it last year, too. Football is one of those games where you only have a finite amount of time to play for most people. Some people are, you know, are granted with a God-given ability to play college and next level, the NFL, but you only get a certain amount of time to play football. Baseball, basketball, golf, all those other sports you can play as an adult. And football is one of those things that you have to give it everything you have every Friday night because you don't get a second chance. Once it's done, it's done. Anybody, and I'm sure you're the same way, you would give anything for one more down. Just to
Absolutely.
Play one more down, one more series, and that drives some of that passion that we're starting to see.
Yeah, definitely. And like I said, this is a huge victory for you guys moving forward. And, you know, I just can't say enough about everything. And obviously, you know, want to congratulate the boys on playing a great game tonight. You know, congratulations to you and your coaching staff for, you know, doing a great job with these kids. And, you know, from 2-8 last year, 4-3 right now. Who knows what the next two games will bring, and, you know, off to the playoffs. And then, you know, so just, you know, I just want to congratulate you for doing such a great job. It was a total team effort, and just, you know, I'm just happy to be a part of it.
And I like to thank the community for coming out and supporting us. I'm living my dream. You know, my wife can tell you this is what I've wanted to do for 16, 17, 18 years now. And I have fun. You know, we'll come tomorrow morning and watch film, and I'm taking my seniors to the IU Michigan State game tomorrow night. And football's just, it's just life for me. And I just have a great time doing it. So, you know, I give all the credit to the boys. It's just awesome being around them and playing this great game.
Well, Coach, I'm going to let you go celebrate with them, and just congratulations once again, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you very much.
We're going to take a quick timeout as we finish up the Sterling & Company postgame show, and we'll be back to give out some awards. Where you're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories 107.9 FM WAMW.
Business owners, do you feel like you're spending more time on bookwork and less time tending to other important business matters? I'm Elisha Sterling, a CPA with Sterling & Company in Washington. Our full-service professional accounting and consulting firm can help save you time and money by relieving many of the complexities of today's business operations. We assist business owners with payroll, accounts payable, bookkeeping, consulting, and tax compliance issues. Please call us for a no-obligation appointment. Sterling & Company in downtown Washington, 812-254-1138.
I'm Andy Arvin, owner of Ed Lee Mortuary. Caring for you when you need the care the most. That's not just the slogan at Ed Lee Mortuary. It's our mission and our greatest priority. When you are ready to plan your or your loved one's final life celebration, call or visit Ed Lee Mortuary and allow me to inform you of your options. Ed Lee Mortuary, your locally owned and operated funeral home since 1929.
Hi, I'm Anna Lou Chapman with RE/MAX Real Estate Merchandisers in Washington. I started out as a secretary for Dan K. Myers back in 1970 and have enjoyed over 40 years in real estate. I purchased the business a few years ago and am proud to have some of the best realtors working with me daily at RE/MAX. We not only enjoy looking for a house, it's just so much fun to be able to help someone with one of the major decisions they make in their life and make sure it's the right one. The good Lord has been good to us, and we feel like our honesty and perseverance among all keeps us going strong.
Call Anna Lou today at RE/MAX Real Estate in Washington, 254-1970.
1973.
When I was a kid, I loved cars. To me, having a great car was just part of the American dream. Having my own dealership was also something I dreamed of. After years of hard work and help from a lot of family and friends, now every single day I get to see people get their part of the American dream. That's what Ford means to me. Come to Bill Dobson Ford. We're fair, we're hometown, and a handshake still seals a deal with us. Come visit Bill Dobson Ford and see the American dream going strong.
This is Clint Baldwin at Southside One Stop. We are open and ready to serve you on Highway 57 South in Washington, a half mile south of the bypass. The Southside One Stop is full service, so we pump your fuel for you 7 days a week. Visit our Southside One Stop on Highway 57 South of Washington. Open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sundays, and with credit card pumps, you can actually fuel up 24 hours a day. Freddie Energy and Southside One Stop, fueling your everyday life.
The voice of the Hatchets!
Back here live at Hatchet Hollow as we wrap up the Sterling & Company postgame show. Before we get to the awards, Eric, let's go over some of the stats and maybe update a few scores.
Well, we'll start with the scores. The North Davies Cougars picked up their first win of the night with a 27-24 victory over Indiana Deaf. Linton is also winning their game 28-0 over North Knox. We will see the Warriors in 2 weeks here at Hatchet Hollow on senior night. Also, a big stat, for the first time since 1964, we weren't even born then, Washington shut out Vincennes Lincoln 26-0. That was the last time the Hatchets shut out Vincennes. So 52 years, and the Hatchets shut out Vincennes Lincoln. For Washington, they had a total of 343 yards of total offense. Jose Mejias was 4 of 6 passing for 100 yards. 77 of those yards went to Wes Edwards. He had 3 catches. The other catch went to Marcus Thorne, who had a 23-yard touchdown catch. Austin Moody led the way on the ground. He had 30 carries for 163 yards and 1 touchdown. Also, Gunnar Williams had 7 carries for 47 yards and a touchdown, as well as Jose Mejias also had a rushing touchdown as well for the Hatchets. Vincennes Lincoln didn't have too much to say, though. They only had a total of 85 yards of offense, 63 on the ground, 22 through the air. Spencer Corona was 6 of 14 with 22 yards passing. He also had a fumble when running the football. He had 12 carries for 18 yards. And number 14, Julius Malone, had 11 carries for 29 yards. So not a whole lot of stats for Vincennes Lincoln as Washington picks up the huge 30-0 W tonight. Hatchets improved to 4-3. Alice's fall to 3-3. And now it's on to the biggest game of the year against the Jasper Wildcats at Jasper next Friday night. It's not going to be easy. But I tell you what, you got to love the confidence that Jake Dernal's expressed in his football team. This team's confident. They've doubled their wins from last season. It's a different ball club. I'm really interested to find out. Obviously, Jasper came off a loss tonight to Mount Carmel, 28-27, like you said. I'm ready to find out what we're really made of. I know, you know, this was a huge win, and this was a huge step in the right direction. But, hey, why stop here at 4 wins, you know? What you can go out and do against Jasper.
Yeah, absolutely. And the biggest thing that I know Coach Dernal is going to tell these young men in that locker room is the same thing that he and I were told when we were here, is it doesn't matter what the name is on the jerseys across from you. You know, Washington has notoriously struggled playing Jasper. Going into this game next week, Washington has a better record than Jasper, which I don't know when the last time that's happened. So, you know, it's a lot of it is mental. And after this huge shutout win tonight, it's going to go a long way in building confidence in these guys to know that it doesn't matter where we're at, who we play, we can compete and we can win. And, you know, a win next week at Jasper would propel this program into a whole nother level.
Well, we haven't beaten Jasper since 1980, so that would more than just skyrocket the program. That would probably put us into a different galaxy. But, you know, I think, again, I'm seeing improvement just about every week, whether it's from the offense or defensive line, from Austin Moody, you name it. You know, Jake talked about how the four seniors really just stepped up and played big, and they're starting to get that idea where they only have a couple more games left in the regular season and in their season left. So they don't have too much time left, whereas, you know, you got the juniors and sophomores and freshmen. They've still got a couple more seasons left, but that's where the senior leadership comes in. They're beating it in, saying, hey, let's keep coming out every Friday night. Let's come out, practice every day, and let's, you know, work our tails off to be as best as we possibly can. And it's showing. I mean, four wins. You beat Mount Vernon. You beat Vincennes. Two conference wins. And the last time we had a conference win, it was back in 2011. So, again, huge improvements across the board. And if you're listening and you're a Hatchet fan, I just want to say we're far from done this season. I think this team's got a lot of gas in the tank left for what could be a special season.
Absolutely. And as we get ready to give out some awards here, I got to say this is the most difficult decision we've had all season with these awards. And just an outstanding job by everybody involved. We're going to start off with the Player of the Game, which is brought to you by RE/MAX Real Estate Broker Annalou Chapman and Heller's Unlimited. And Eric Wilson, who's that going to be?
Well, it's got to be Austin Moody. 30 carries for 163 yards and a touchdown. He was a beast in the ground game again tonight. Really was a catalyst on the offensive end. Every play he made, it just felt like a bigger confidence boost for this Hatchet football team. He plays within himself, and he's got a lot of confidence. And he is, I think, I said this earlier in the game, I think he's one of the best backs in the Big 8, and I think tonight showed that. Just again, just incredible performance, and congratulations, Austin.
Yeah, and absolutely. I don't think that there's any player in the Big A, you know, you could argue who's the best running back, so on and so forth, but there is no player in this conference that means more to their team than Austin Moody. Next up is the Freddie Energy High Energy Player of the Game, and we're going to give that this week to Austin Fox. Austin has done a great job all season of, you know, disrupting offenses from the defensive end. He's had, you know, he's contributed offensively, and I thought tonight he just really shined as he was able to, you know, get pressure on the quarterback, force throws early, sacks, just everything. He just put a complete game together tonight, and just his performance really meant a lot to the overall success of this Hatchet team tonight, and I'm really happy for Austin, who is a senior, to be able to have such a good game and be able to get the High Energy Player of the Game award. Last but certainly not least is the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. Eric, who's going to receive that honor?
Well, we talk about how tough this kid is on the defensive lines and just the way he plays as a fullback. It's got to be Gunnar Williams. He had... 7 carries for 47 yards and one that went for 23-yard touchdown. But not just that, he just like Austin Fox, he was able to get to the quarterback and he was able to stuff the Vincennes Lincoln running game. And again, you know, when you got a first-time starter like Spencer Corona was tonight, the important thing is you get pressure on him and you force him to make errant throws. And the Hatchets did that tonight, and it all started with Gunnar Williams, with Isaac Whitehead, with Austin Fox, and so many others. Like I said, if we had, you know, 34, 35 awards, we'd give it out to every player. Like I said, this was by far the toughest night to give out awards. Anybody could have gotten an award tonight just because of how hard this team played. I'm so proud of this team, and like I said, we still got a ways to go, even though we've only got two regular season games left. It's on to Jasper.
Yeah, and I want to mention, too, I just want to – Isaac Whitehead was one. Marcus Thorne had an amazing catch for a touchdown, did a great job defensively as well. Wes Edwards did a great job, catching the ball, running after the catch, did a great job of getting positive yardage. And, you know, we can't discount the impact that Jose Mejias had tonight, as he was just determined as ever to propel this Hatchet team to a victory. So great job by everyone involved tonight. Everybody who played did a great job. You know, we also got to mention the freshman Dalton Irvin made some huge plays on special teams, and you can't overlook that because that set the tone and just continued momentum as the game went on. So great job to everybody tonight. And like you said, it's on to Jasper, and we will be traveling to Jasper next Friday to take on the Jasper Wildcats. Hope you will join us for that. For Eric Wilson, I'm John Gear. I want to thank everybody who came out tonight to support these kids and everybody who listened at home. We want to thank you, and we'll join you again next week. You've been listening to Hatchet Football on Memories 107.9 FM WAMW.
This concludes our broadcast of Washington Hatchets Football on Memories 107.9 WAMW FM Washington and worldwide live from WAMWAMFM.com. This special sports broadcast sponsored in part by Edward Jones Investment Advisor Alan Bubalow, Purdue Farms, The Prescription Shop in Washington and the Odin Pharmacy, Freddie Energy, the Donaldson Insurance Agency, Chuckles Convenience Stores, Thompson Insurance, McDonald's of Washington, the Washington Chrysler Center, A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Davies Community Hospital, The End Zone, Myers LP Gas, McAllister Machinery, the Gill Funeral Home, the Kingpin Bowling Center, the Ed Lee Mortuary, Goodwin Funeral Home, Sterling & Company, REMAX Real Estate Broker Anna Lou Chapman, Heller's Unlimited, and Boyd Grain in Washington. Listen next Friday night for the next exciting broadcast of Washington Hatchets Football on WAMW. We now return to normally scheduled music programming already in progress.